Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SBL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dude Called Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Jesus.
Today's shed.
Nothing, I was all prepared.
too busy gassing.
On a show. Gassing.
Fight for fun, Mass. Still doing indeed our lives.
No,
we got new.
Another Simplane.
Oh, no. Okay.
I like a Simplane. It's got higher or lower. So I'm getting you a player and a transfer, and you've got a game.
Oh, I like it.
Oh,
higher nice. Or lower.
I like it.
So I'll give you the first team. So obviously,
what happens if he's been transferred a few times?
No, it's just I'll just
bear with me.
Bear with me. So the first team is Paul Bernard Oldham to Aberdeen, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So well, it's near the that's fit we're starting me.
Mm-hmm.
So the first team, higher or lower?
Uh-huh.
Now you can do an evaluation if you want.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Extra points for evaluation.
If you're bang on.
Aye.
Pop on, okay.
James Tavernier, Wigan to Rangers. He got a new shed.
Aye, so.
Just one transfer.
So. Bernard to Aberdeen is a higher and lower than Tav to Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
No. Is Tav higher and lower than Bernard?
And if it.
Oh, aye, okay.
Aye.
So the opposite way around.
Opposite way around.
Aye. Oh, next team, right, Martin O'Neill. Player is Tommy Johnson.
Uh-huh.
It's Villa to Celtic. Old ginger prick.
So higher and lower than
Than Tavernier. You're gone with the for the previous scene.
Great.
Aye. Next team, Colin Hendry, Blackburn Rangers. Higher or lower than Tommy Johnson to Villa at Celtic. Next team, Pierre Van Hooijdonk, Celtic to Nottingham Forest. We're going back a bit with these. I'll maybe do a more modern. Modern. Is it modern or modern?
Modern, actually. funerals as well as another
Funerals. Simina.
Simina. Probably there's another thing for probably.
Last thing, Brian Laudrup, Fiorentina to Rangers. I thought it was AC Milan Rangers, but he was loaned out to AC Milan for Fiorentina. And then
so for AC Milan,
it's pure
Fiorentina.
Guesses here, like.
Fiorentina were a fair team back in the day, but it's due to this. So Paul Bernard Oldham Aberdeen, fit with starting here.
A million quid.
1 million. So I read that he is still the only player to be £1 million outside Old Firm and Scottish football. But I think
that could be right. Eh?
Well, I think Clarkson was £1 million. Was he?
Well, so they're saying it's undisclosed.
Forever. Is it?
That could be.
That's fucking years ago.
Okay. Well, that was back in the 90s.
95.
So James Tavernier, we're getting the Rangers higher or lower?
I said lower.
I said lower.
Lower?
750 grand.
400k.
Three pies and a bag of bars.
220,000.
Is that right?
But that came, you got Wag Horn and that.
Did he?
For that.
that's a drug. What are you doing then?
So
we'll give you 225,000.
So Tommy Johnson, Villa to Celtic, higher or lower?
Higher. 1.2 million?
I said 1.2 now.
Double it.
Is it and
2.4 million.
Nay, monetary values do not.
No.
None.
That's all right.
apart from the first
2.4 million. Jesus. Well, this is fucked up my line. Next team.
Colin Hendry, Blackburn Rangers. Higher or lower?
I said higher.
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 Must have been 4.5, was it?
3.5 million.
I put 1.8, but...
4.
Close.
4 million on the button. This is gone by...
Aye.
Okay, Wikipedia, yeah. So it is. Yeah, yeah, like. Pierre Van Hooijdonk, Celtic to Nottingham Forest.
Higher.
Higher.
Lower.
Got values?
4.5.
4.5.
4.5 million. Higher.
Just higher.
Do we get an extra point for that?
Yeah.
Aye, you two will get extra point, aye. How the fuck do you mind that?
I just mind it.
I bought a statue, like, that weird kind of
stuff. So, Brian Loudrup, Fiorentina to Rangers.
Lower.
Lower.
Higher.
4 million.
1.8. 2.3.
Oh, 2.3 million. Couple of bargains for Rangers there, Tavernier. 220,000 and Loudrup, 2.3 million, but... There were, you can't sell like Rangers were spending millions back then.
Well, if you look at everybody, 95 were spending a million.
That's when the Scottish game got rid.
Try to keep up, isn't it? Paul Bernard ended up getting injured, did he?
Aye, he was a dud.
He was a dud.
A dud for £1 million, I think. But
aye, good.
All right, so how much points do you get out of Mike?
Six.
Five.
So still last. Max, the odds for the game I'm playing.
I'll find a game that's good for you. Get,
maps of the North
East. You even got a cycling in wrong, mine.
I did. I got it wrong. Oh, fucking God. Ach, well, just taking part against
me. I've tried my best for you.
Concrete slump or something.
Do some slump tests or something.
Good stuff. So I'll be fine.
Aye, mate.
Aye, even up to shed.
Shite weekend. Bad weekend this weekend. Bad weekend. Poker was fine. That was alright. Got put out about 12th, I think it was. 12th, 13th, something like that. Beat by straight for a 2 pair, but it's alright. Bit of cut doing Saturday.
Oh, no.
Nah, good. Nah, good day Saturday. Been struggling all week. So, got emergency appointment up to vets at Stricken because we're registered to but they did these weekends, so
okay.
Go up to Stricken, okay. That's why I didn't go to poker. So up it goes. Boys like, oh, I came for something, we'll need to do blood tests, and well, if we cough anything, we blood tests, we'll do a scan and shit like that. So if it's I never 20 minutes in the door, no good, fucking kidney and livers are all failed.
Aye.
Oh dear. Aye. Electrolytes through the reef. So it's a case I just
see you out.
Comfortable.
Comfortable.
Kurt was getting stopped all the time, so I just scooted back up. Night night.
I injected, did you? Or it's just a case this?
I know, euthanasia.
Aye.
Yeah, so that wasn't a good day Saturday.
No.
How old was the cat?
11.
11.
Gee, that's a fair age.
Young enough for a. I was expecting it? Another 3-4 years it would be.
Did you throw it in the bin or?
No.
Cremated?
No, I was gone. Nah. I was gone a bit. She wouldn't have fit in the food waste. And
oh, fucking hell, shit.
That's all brutal.
Jesus. Could you be in the food waste eating anyway or not?
His mind was fucking brutal. God, you just
No. At least I wouldn't hate it. Well, Erin was a wall for the weekend as well, so we couldn't tell her. She's doing a glazing for a concert.
No, but it's spoiler.
So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So we took a cut home, so I buried her in the front garden, like so.
Did you?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
Dug a hole out the front here. Fucking scrape all the chockies back and dig a fucking big hole. And never mind. She's
fits a footage for a cat.
Well, I was saying she's quite a big cat. Can you smell like a small dog? So I was doing about 3.5.
3.5 feet.
Oh, you fucking hell! Hitting the water, main and on.
didn't want to talk on the chances.
Thinking Lisa. What?
I've seen Lisa for a filing. What's going on?
I seen him digging a hole in the game.
The full Brookside put under the pile.
So I pure cat. No good. And then
no, this is near morbid question. But do you just put the cat in, or do you put the cat in a box and put
it in? No, wrapped her in her blankie. She
slept. Oh, a blankie sleeping. Oh, that's nice.
That's cute.
That's good. And then, well, fucking no fat bass again either, is it? So it was crap. Then Loon's fat bass. Loon's got scudded on Sunday, cup game. Living one.
Oh, I seen that.
Bye.
Corny. That was my first game of suspension. Got a suspension, eh?
Oh, did you?
Two games.
So how far do you have to stand?
I could only stand with parents, and I wasn't allowed to hate. Only interaction with the kids. Not allowed to speak them or nothing. or else the folk that was talking the game for, on our behalf would have got booked or sent off.
Did you near phone like Grant and say Grant DS?
Grant was suspended as well.
Oof. So Faz looking after.
So would you and Beaton and Roy Stewart kindly stepped in for the
week? That is a farcical, is it?
Very sad.
Aye.
Yeah. They're sacked.
Oh, they're not getting a job. No, but no, thanks for him for stepping in, because if we didn't, we'd...
You'd had to forfeit again.
Well, couldn't have... Well, could have forfeited the game, but then I'd have kind of clashed towards my suspension again. So that's one game out of the road, but we got the referee's report and...
Lies.
Oh, my God. Honestly.
Just leave it off a record.
Honestly, you've never... Yep.
We'll get to read it.
It's horrendous reading, but well. Can you
did mark you like he was Ted Bundy or something?
Aye. Because sent off for violent contact, seemingly I smashed the dugout, punched the dugout. And
is that he had no idea?
And then seemingly I was shouting, aye, giving him verbals when he ran past me.
Aye. No.
No. Gave a free kick and he was looking the opposite direction. I flicked the bar into the dugout, made the bang and noise against the back of the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
He turned round, run up to my with the read card. I stood in silence and walked off in silence. Wild, honestly. But well.
Corruption.
No, he's...
He was greased.
Is he?
He was greased.
He wasn't. He's renowned.
Is he? Oh, even better.
Well. Hey-ho. It's might be new. I've got to suck it up like a big boy, so... I've got another week of suspensions.
Oh, there's that cup game. Is it Colney?
Same league.
Oh, they are in the same league.
They beat us a week of 4-6-4.
Oh, right. Fuck's sake.
So, I was about to blow, but well. Not to worry. Put the cup.
Hey, young Heeds go doing quicker. Do they? Can
they lose?
Yeah, Ken, if they lose a couple, then lose a couple. It's fucking. Even from when we was young, Ken, you say you see him.
And it was hard for Roy and Heeds actually, because we'd have maybe helped coach him through a bit of mayor, because the Heeds went doing. But if we was at the sidelines, we'd have helped them out a bit of, because we ken their names and ken for their lights.
It's a team, so it's harder for them.
It's harder for them. So, but the loons Heeds went doing quick again. Well. This for this is all learning come from. Learn for your defeats.
Absolutely. You learn more in a loss than you do in a win.
100%. So, and then the Raiders got beaten Saturday night, Sunday night.
But the offense, though, it was a close game.
It was a good game, actually. I watched the good game. Our defense played really well, because fans have been getting some teams like. So, to hold them to 20 points and nearly get, he'd have a bit of a Hail Mary as such, but 30-40 yarder just at the end, but got intercepted, but he had to go for it. It was a good game, so signs of improvement for them, like the last couple of weeks.
Was that on Sky? Was that a full Sky game? No.
Can't mind if I was in the Sky game, but I watched it in the
49ers.
NFL channel.
NFL Game Pass. You've got that, have you?
Yeah. So I was a good game. I enjoyed the game.
Aye. It's near the best of weekends for you.
No, we'll forget about all weekends.
Aye. Move on. Mass yourself?
Poker on Friday, 3rd.
Oh, aye.
I played it well. Got a few pounds for that, like, so it's not been off. Had a few beers, like.
Yeah.
So once the cycling's kind of kicked me, fuck it, because the cycling stops my drinking. And then, but if I'm not cycling, I'm like,
game over, pints are on.
The weather hasn't been good for a second. For long enough, Ken. So
rain.
Jeez, man.
I've seen it wait for day. See, if I can't get cycling and can't do exercise, I get worse with eating, Ken.
Aye.
Just go off a real skin. But if I'm cycling and I'm into my cycling, I'll eat better because I'll, like, well, I better watch what I'm eating, because it's nae good for a bike eating shite, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if can't I go cycling or it's nae nothing to do, I'm a cunt. Like, I just drink and eat shite and fucking. But anyway, Saturday. So a happy plant.
Oh,
for Christmas decor.
Oh, it's expensive before you start. Oh no,
you can't hide the money, can you?
So Katie goes, no. "So I fancy getting a happy plant." I goes, "Yeah, fuck it. This is not for plants, is it?" She goes, "No, I'll go for Christmas decorations for a new house." Again. So to be fair, it's half my fault, because from the belt, I always said, "Well, it'd be cool." Can vaulted bit a big Christmas tree.
I heard your plans. Did I heard the size of tree you was wanting.
Aye, it's one of 16 foot tree.
Was you?
I was ridiculously expensive. Like
16 foot.
Yeah, I would have been touching the.
For the pricing on that.
Aye, they're £1,000, Ken.
So at least I tell my Katie says Barry's wanting a 16 foot tree, and I was 16 foot. I would fit in his vaulted roof, Ken. And then I thought. How wide is a base though?
Aye, again, aye.
I says it would have to do half his living room.
Aye, yeah, well, the aim we got is 12 foot. And that's quite a big piece. Like, <yeah. laughs> it's got this fucking beautiful tree, by the way.
Right off.
We're not the happy plant.
I'm a big fan.
It's on display, Ken. It's like, fuck, I like that. It's like, she's nae discouraging me.
Aye.
So we ended up buying it, and it's still artificial,
okay? Yeah,
but it's got like white shit,
snow effect.
Aye, snow effect through it. See, that really need to put baubles and shit on it because it's kind of we put a heap of lights on it, like. So we bought it, and goes, well, I just think it fit in the car, is it, Ken? And well, he goes, well, we'll give you a box and you can see, Ken. So Tina box outside, and we folded down a box seat, and it did slide in, but the tree was not in the box. So I go, she just gave me a box to try it. So I went back in, and they were fucking. It was seeing it was on display.
Was it?
So there was. I had to wait half an hour.
Oh, did you see? I went in some offer at it.
Discount
for that.
I've done right. Well,
X display.
X display. Yeah. Well, I'd already paid for it now. So, all right. So we bought it. I got here and put it straight up early for Christmas decor. I would.
But you wanted to see it.
If it's a mugger truth question, I'm saying that's out order, putting your desk. But Ken, I'm not putting up in a loft for 10 days.
No, you're getting your money's worth through this year. Get money's worth.
Just throw it up and wrap it.
First Christmas in a new house and all that.
Aye.
So is it in three sections?
Fucking how much lights did you need?
Four sections.
2,000.
That's a fair meter. How much meters did you need? How much meters?
It's about 60 odd meters.
Jesus.
Nuts, like. But it was good. It's quick enough, easy to put up. It's just plonk one bit on top of the other, and then you spray it out a bit of spray and mook, Ken.
And then load all in. But that white
stuff was fine. I just covered in that white shite. Like,
Clark Griswold.
And we got a few gonks.
Aye.
That was Katie's fault.
Oh, was it?
Aye, the gonks was Katie's fault. You give it?
No.
So they're like
elf looking things with the hat
and their eyes.
Massive beards.
Gangly feet length things.
So I was like, smarines, it was like £25 for two.
Fucking.
You buy one, get one free. And then we bought another two bigger rings. They were a bit more expensive. And then we bought a life sized fucker. Holy.
He's lost the fucking plot.
That's near my fault. That's near my fault.
I need to see imagery of that. And you go him.
We need photos.
I've seen him. Have you? I've seen him.
A life size gonk.
I like.
It's a fucking.
It's a beast like.
Gordon.
Gordon. Gordon the gonk.
Gordon the gonk.
Fucking Burns will be here nightmares.
I care what the fuck says.
I care.
Oh man.
But yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, I'm gonna hit a bite again.
So that's an expensive day. I'll be blunt.
Oh, I'm never gonna tell you.
Well, being a happy plant, I walk about here many a time on a Saturday morning. I feel ill.
It's totally unacceptable behaviour, like. But
well,
is that a garden centre, like?
Aye. Good, like.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
You got a fly cop when you was there?
Ah, well, no, we didn't, but we
had Ford. Couldn't afford
it again. With Ronnie Weiss, so he doesn't outside the house, so we couldn't really. But aye.
Bairns loving the tree, though.
Oh, aye, they're loving it, aye. It looks nice. I got it here at night and.
It's good.
Let my wee wood burner.
He's fucking changed, isn't he?
Can see him in wintertime, kind of snaff on it, his whiskey in a hand.
His Christmas jumper turtleneck.
Listen to Clubland.
He's definitely changed with my pipe.
So that was basically Saturday. Aye, and
no money for a chipper.
We still managed to get it. Did we
share it at 25 of them, Mike?
We did go to Sheila and Torrance early. Just standard skin.
Mm-hmm.
King Rib
supper and jumbo.
Tidy.
Well, I hear the same. It's the same order every week.
Fine.
So jumbo, like. King Rib supper, jumbo. Sausage and butter, chicken burger supper with a portion of gravy. That's Mia.
Mia.
Chicken fillet supper, the wife and the kids, kids chicken nuggets and chips.
A portion of gravy.
I'm not joking. She dips her chicken burger in the pot of gravy.
Oh, I could cope with that.
I could cope, yeah. How do you have KFC? No. If I was in a KFC, we have burger at KFC. I dip it in.
No, fine. I'd
be fine. Chicken burger.
A chicken burger.
Aye. Hail bop and that hand.
Aye.
No.
But she can't get the bop and straight away. She's to take a few bites out of it and then she can dip it in.
It's like a rich tea. So she's going to get it right in the cup. So you'd bite a bit off to dip it in.
So that was Saturday.
A few drinks of Saturday night.
I had a few beers now.
No, mate, he sent a message. I was sending drinking beer listening to Clubland.
Clubland? Thomas is fucking smart.
Now, get it. 9 o'clock. His tunes, like, I would have hated him back. Ken from 99 in the 90s, aye. But now I like him because there's a bit of nostalgia.
Watching being young so again.
Because the first tune was good, and then the next tune was, fuck, am I not even that? And then it just might me being Buckley's again. So I just left it on. And the wife and me, I came through, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was 8 tens deep.
8 tens. Good effort.
Tennis as well. Nice.
Tennis, aye.
Aye.
And I got stuff.
Posh.
Sunday,
I got just shite. Changed the wheel in my van. A slow puncture. Changed the wheel.
Annoying.
Went up by yourself and had a
coffee.
Looked at a few jobs. Watched the second half of Shed's team. And then went home, had my supper, and watched the Packers.
Packers win.
Big W for the Packers, eh?
I see now.
Back in the playoff contention.
I know. No.
Well, I know.
But no, I don't say that.
With the Lions next weekend, so.
Oh, they're playing well.
Because I even stopped looking at Father playing, because Shed, I asked, Father Packers, and I usually can, but the last couple of weeks, I guess, I can. Because he's been asked pissed off for him.
So, what was you playing weekend? Steelers? No.
Chargers.
Chargers.
Aye. So a decent win at Lambeau, but we're away to Lions. They're decent new, like, so. See, if we could beat them, then you never know. Like, young team.
Young team. For yourself, Dunk.
I was actually at Gordon Centre on Saturday, no?
Aye?
Ray Moyer.
Oh, it's even more.
Oh, Jesus. That's expensive.
And you're slugging Marcia.
And far as we kind of knows are these kind of folk, and the markup on that stuff, right? So I was looking at, like shitey wee reindeers. £260, again, later. Buying them in for like £80, selling them for like £240. Unbelievable. Yeah. So unlike him, I didn't buy nothing.
Even the food's expensive,
I thought. I had something to eat and it was expensive, aye. If it was a £48.
Eh? For 4 years.
For the 4 hours.
That's bankery, innit?
Aye. So, that was Saturday. Sunday.
Watch a boxing certainly.
Azim. He's brilliant. He was good. Sunday went for the lights.
Oh,
getting turned on Union Street. Burns loved it a bit. Over in like 10 minutes to 15 minutes. What a lot of shite.
Took you longer to get in.
I did.
Fuck.
Park up, wander down, go. They're undoing Union Street. 3 or 4 lorries. Right, can you move when you get a road open? That's it. Aye. So. Yeah, Burns loved it.
Oh, that's fits out. Yeah. So is it Broad Street for the
the Christmas market?
Aye.
That's expensive, you know.
I was hearing like
£6 something, £6 something, a pint or something.
Jesus. I'm not big into doing stuff on the Sunday night. The Sunday night's for fucking,
you know.
That's it.
Anyways, I came to Scotland game was on after that, so I was like, I better DS.
Sunday night's Antiques Roadshow, Country Fair.
I had a fair driving Sunday at full time because I was near football on the tie and it was just like long day.
Aye.
It was a long weekend.
It was.
Prem, we only go.
It's a long.
Or a Scottish the SPL.
Aye.
Shove in, like.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mike?
It was a decent weekend. Friday night, I had the Bairns. The two grandkids. They were biding Friday night. Then they were here majority of day Saturday. I was planning to go down and watch Tyrone United, but time they left, the house was just fucking upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So the time you got that fucking sorted, it was near supper time. Sheila and Tor were supper. Oh, the white pudding fritters.
White pudding fritters.
Good.
Oh, they're good.
They're good. Like, I'm not a fan of white pudding, to be honest. Nah.
No?
They're really not.
The fritters are good.
Nah, they're good. Like,
I still think
I had a chicken fillet supper, obviously, shared of chips.
Fucking nothing changes.
And Sunday, Mass, you come up for a coffee, then me and my wife went to Aberdeen. Do some Christmas shopping. But
was you supposed to buy and fit, did you buy?
Didn't buy nothing.
Did you?
No, never bought nothing. Put a heap of stuff back, but never bought nothing. Went Wagamama's shop. Devastated.
Mm-hmm. Is it closed? Is
I must be getting done up just now.
Oh.
So I ended up got a Pizza Hut. What a waste of time.
You should have went into that Thai place next door.
That's good.
That's fine.
Tycoon.
Tycoon.
It's been, it's alright, but went to Pizza Hut. Yeah. Overpriced.
It's pizza.
Okay. It's 20 quid a head for a buffet. Had about 5 slices.
Oh no, you've got
if you've got the buffet, you've got to absolutely
you've got
rinse
to have
it.
15 slices, man.
No. 5 slices.
Stop that plastic bowl of fucking rice and shit.
You can get salad in that. Salad bar, and you can go up and help yourself, but
you need better than your pooches and hang tuck him. Can fold it over.
Pooch. Yeah. Does a salad go with a pizza, though?
Aye. Pizzas.
Aye. Bit of lettuce. Bit of dressing and that. It's fine. That was Sunday. Came home Sunday night. As I said, it was a shite weekend. Not much sport on. I came home. The time I came home, the Grand Prix was finished, so I never got to see it.
Did you mark the? Did you watch any of the practice?
I watched. I've watched on my phone, Ken.
It's a bit shit, though.
I think so. I don't think it could be happening there again.
No?
Nah.
So somewhere with a manhole cover or some fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Claire,
but I think it was the biggest grossing sporting event ever.
Was it?
1.5 billion in a week and took in.
Jesus.
But I think the other driver's nonsense, it was a shite.
Well, Verstappen said it was the best boring. He says, because Monaco. They're there. And like, obviously, it was the worst grid walk ever for Martin Brundle. He got rubbered by Abdi because none of them know anything about motorsport, aren't even interested.
Yeah.
And they said, like, that's what Verstappen was saying. That's one guy saying, it's about the sport. The rad just turned up to get on a sauce, come to the event and get nothing about it. He goes, I'd rather race it on them. He basically, like, slaughtered it.
I agree with him. He said that Monaco is the Champions League. This is Nations League.
That's what he said. National League.
I mean, if you was in Vegas and you'd booked to go to Vegas.
Correct. Like,
and this was on. The place was fucked.
Well, they couldn't see
hanging a strap.
They covered every single thing.
Nothing. You couldn't see him.
So that nobody could watch it for nothing.
That's mental.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed off if I was here.
It's all about the bleep, is it?
Aye.
It definitely is.
It's the same with the football in Saudi. Kind of stuff. 900 folk going to watch some of that game, skin. Ronaldo's probably nothing he's playing, but like Jordan Henderson, and that's fucking playing 900 folk. It kills it.
No, it
talks to you. Nothing without fans.
Well, it is.
You need the fans.
You need the fans. You need the atmosphere.
F1's owned by the Saudis. I think the boy that runs F1's a... the boy that runs the Saudi
F1 is a shaker.
I'm surprised that the Saudis and I got... Or they maybe do have an actual team.
I know.
And a car.
A car.
Surely only a man.
It's recycled. Barring Merida.
They're infiltrating every sport now because I see the... UEFA just signed a massive deal with them last week, didn't they?
UEFA?
A massive sponsorship deal with the Saudis.
There you go. They'll be in Champions League next.
Was there any thing last week when we finished here on Tuesday saying the potential of this?
Al Nassr.
If that happens, I'm finished with Champions League.
Right, if Al Nassr get in, that's it for me.
European Champions League? Well, it's not European, it's UEFA, not a champion. So if it's a fucking fit, is it like?
I can still see this breakaway happening. You know, the big clubs going and playing this one league.
If that happens, I'm not watching
football. And that team, what's her name? Alpha.
Al-Nassr.
They'll go straight into league stages probably. And get absolutely hammered.
And then we'll find out in 15 years' time that UEFA were bought off.
It's all a bleep. It's all money.
Yeah. It's annoying, is it?
So Verstappen's absolutely... cleaning up the F1, is he?
Aye. That's just so, I know I don't say your best driver, we'll get out of that, but for a boy to win 18 races in one season, it's like a proper snooze fest.
His car's just fucking superb.
Aye.
His car.
What a snooze fest.
You think it's up to the governing body to try and market more competitive?
I think it's just a case of...
It's not competitive, though, is he? He's won 18 in a row.
Just because Red Bull's probably better than other teams.
Because even the races for he's just won, I believe he just tailored it back to make it closer. I believe he's gone flat out in every race. He's just been nursing it around, just slightly in front.
Cars are pretty much the same. I just think he's so good.
I don't believe you believe it.
Neither do I.
So I'm offering somebody the best car, like if they were to continually win it for 6-7 years, but they shouldn't be winning 18 races in 1 year.
No, this is a bit out the odds. Like, even when Mercedes won the titles in hand, they were winning maybe 10 or something.
But they're never winning as much.
Same with Schumacher as well, back in the day, if he'd Ferrari. It's like 7 seasons in a row. So when you won, it's the Hamilton winning the Mercedes.
As I was somebody, and there was that transition, like that season when Verstappen and Hamilton was fighting against each other. Yeah. That's the transition. That's when Red Bull overtained Mercedes.
Ideally, though, you want a competition, do you? For its course every week.
Yep.
Even if it's just two drivers, say Hamilton v Verstappen, every race you're like, he'll win one, then he'll win three, and then he'll get two back. That's what you want.
If he is winning every week, they should, like, if you win a race, you start for the back of grid of following.
They're speaking about Dean, something like that.
The last four or five races have been going, he's struggling for stopping. Then it comes race day, and I just look at my phone and I go, he's won.
Or you've won a race by 35 seconds, you're starting it back, and you're nearly start until 35 seconds after that.
Like Funhouse. 10 seconds.
Pat Sharp.
That's the cool cars at the end.
Little carries. You got a 10-second lead.
I bet that was rewarded.
Aye.
If you had a heap of questions, right? Was it? Yeah, that's a heap of tokens of it. You could start.
That was a good prize. Jim will fix it.
Lucky you didn't.
I like to find our keepers and that. Neil Buchanan.
It was the fucking toys you got in fucking Funhouse. Toys you used to get. Fucking amazing.
Good fucking good prizes for
I just, again, I think a governing board, like NFL, the worst team gets first pick in the draft again.
Yeah.
But again, if you win one race, you're at the back of the grid for the next.
Aye.
That's harsh.
Imagine putting Max into fucking Williams or something like that.
Oh, you have to change cars.
Nobody's
assigned to the F1, but nobody's assigned to a team. Teams have got to mark the best car they can, and the boy that finishes last has to race the best car next time.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely make it more interesting.
We've cracked it.
I think a governing body should mark it. To try to market as competitive as possible without affecting the sporting integrity again. But it's hard with Formula One because it's a twin thing, is it? Because you've got a driver and the fucking team. And obviously Hamilton was the best for ages. Now it's Verstappen. But it's basically Verstappen's team's better than Hamilton's team, isn't it, really? You'd like to see him race in a go-kart that goes exactly the same speed.
You'll obviously look at Perez and you look at Verstappen. Ken Perez is nowhere near Verstappen.
No. Mm-hmm.
So it just shows you he is a good driver.
But you put Hamilton in that car, he'd do exactly the same.
Ken, that'd be a good race.
If
they're both in the same car.
Because they're both
racers. But it's good to see one thing, like, even though I despise him, I like he's always honest. So for him to come out as a main man and just go, the Grand Prix was a pile of shit.
Aye.
Fair play to him. Because he could have just played the party line and went, it was amazing. He went, it was crap.
That was crap. I'm not worried for you. Aye.
He races with Red Bull. Mm-hmm. So does the other Red Bull finish second that time?
He was at the weekend though.
Would they be exactly the same cars?
Different setups and stuff like that.
Verstappen's will be slightly. It'll be edged in his favour because he's the main man. Isn't he?
Aye.
They say it's the same, but it's not. But he's going to lose his seat because he should be 1-2 and he's never because he always makes
another. They still won his constructors though, didn't they?
Womped it
by about 400 points.
Aye. Definitely.
See, that's shite, is it? I used to watch it when it was like competitive, but when you hear a ham winning it,
I watch your first lap and then turn it off.
Hope for a crash in the first corner.
I was at weekend.
Was
it? No, I saw it was Sunday night. Then back to work on Monday. But as I said, I was trying to go doing much Tyre United at weekend against Brecon. Bit of a defeat. 3-0.
I was fucking couldn't get doing either, but I heard they played nae bad.
I heard that, and that was for a neutral source, nae for like.
Aye.
They gave them a tougher game than 3-0 scoreline suggests, but it's still going to be 3-0.
It's still going to be 3-0 line.
At home, so.
Aye. Seeing any of the goals was just a simple bar with the top.
Was it?
Aye. But, well Brecon.
Brecon's there.
Somebody was telling me at work today, his mate plays for Airdrie, and his chat was that. They offered one of their players, Brecon offered one of their players 20 grand sign on fee and £600 a week.
Aye.
Aye.
So
I never believe that story again. Like, crazy stories about Dino was getting it locus again. Yeah, it was crazy stories. Like, he was getting 60 grand a week. A week 60 grand a year a and stuff.
Aye.
And it's like, nah. I didn't believe. That's never happening. I never believe. I mean, when I signed for Rothes, the players at Rothes, when I was, how much you on? And I used to tell them, okay, I was not worried. And they always said, no, we heard you were on this.
Aye?
And I was like, I wish. No, it was an ongoing thing, Ken. I used to wind him up a bit. I'm like, I didn't even ask for it. I just signed. I asked if it would cover my expenses. That's what I said. But I tell them that, and they didn't believe me, Ken. And they'd heard, there'd obviously been rumours about how much I was getting paid. Absolute nonsense, Ken. Folk just like to mark these things.
Did you start a rumour yourself?
there's no way nobody in the Highland League is getting 6 or 8 per week. No chance.
No.
Boys playing for Aberdeen at 6 and a pound.
Levine would never have been getting out about you.
Yeah?
Levine would never have been getting out.
No.
No
chance.
No.
If they're desperate to go to the league.
I think he can go to the league without paying 6 and a pound.
Like, 30,000 a year.
That's a good wage.
That's a wage for somebody. That's somebody, a full time job.
Aye.
And they've got a new manager this week now, have they?
Did they?
Breaking by Price.
Never even heard of the guy.
Probably was Elgin.
Aye. Never even heard of him. Apparently he's been at Breaking for 3 times in his career or something.
Is he?
Aye.
So he's a new manager on board there.
They might take a bit of stop in it.
Yeah. But Vale got a win though. Well done to Vale.
Well done to Vale.
Yep.
For the beat.
Lossy mouth.
Blind.
There was a few neighbour scores that weekend. Banks of D, Fort Martin. It was Fort Martin, sorry. 2-1 Banks of D against Fort Martin.
They're flying Banks of D.
Banks of D. Banks of D.
Loco's got a win.
I don't know.
Flying 2-1.
Away for him, aye.
Strong performance. Signed a new boy today, is an ex Dons lad.
Zimmerman. Young lad. So
Dicky now move.
Yeah. Strath got a point, didn't they?
They were winning at one point.
4-4 with Clark.
Clark are doing their nathos.
Clark's got they've played 14, got 5 points. Strathspey's played 12 and got 4 points.
Ooh, Clark's.
Aye. No way to lose the Inverness. They're the only Inverness team there, I think.
Yeah.
Can.
But.
My father run a line in the very last Inverness.
Against Galway.
Inverness Thistle against
Caledonia.
Whatever it was in the Highland League.
Aye, for the amalgamated.
He's got the program and I think for the game.
Cool.
Trivia for you.
It's a big soon about that, was it? From the amalgamated, like
massive, kicked early. Off big time.
I think it's still a bit of
niggle.
Is there? Aye. Supposed to be like
Dundee's team's
gonna get it, aye.
Well, in a lower scale, obviously, but
aye. Yeah. Sticking with the Highlands there. See, Ross County got a new manager this week.
Derek Adams.
Again.
Third stint.
Jesus.
But we are speaking about the work this week. It's a tough sell, isn't it? Because we're first Mattoon, but would you fancy going to Biden and Dingwall?
No.
And we Biden and Turra.
It's hard doing the money, is it? You're only going there for money.
Aye. So you'd imagine the manager probably gets a half decent deal up there when you to get them to relocate her.
Yeah.
It's a hard sell.
Malky McCoy was quite high up in the SFA wee coaching and stuff, was he?
I'm surprised he can have.
He was a head man.
I think he was.
I'm surprised he got rid of him. Malky McCoy, I think he's a good manager.
But do you expect that, Rossi? You're going to be fighting a relegation.
Every year.
Players wise, fucking you're a top.
Exactly. Yeah. You could put Pep in there and he'd be fighting a relegation. Yeah.
Well, no, because
he went through it.
Did you not say that if Pep was at Aberdeen, he would win the league? Fuss it up. Did somebody say it?
Certainly was.
No, we discussed it though, didn't we?
I think Marcy did say it.
I
definitely didn't say it. Maybe he would take.
We said it'd be close.
He would deem better than Robson, maybe, but.
I reckon.
Yes, I reckon.
Fucking hell. Did anybody watch Scotland on Thursday? Is it Thursday?
Nope.
Fit game, what's up?
Georgia,
I seen the highlights.
I watched.
And I got a via play, like, so that fucking me with the Scotland games, like.
Aye.
But I've been watching all the highlights, like.
In Norway, did you watch the Norway game?
Nope.
I seen the highlights.
Nope. Oh.
My biggest take on Scotland for the highlights I've watched is Xander Clark is nae an international goalkeeper.
No way.
No.
That's about the biggest take I could.
Nor is Greg Taylor an international player either.
Left back.
Levels, is it?
Murder. Sitting like he bugs the fuck out me every Celtic game, like he's this fucking amazing player. But that's because he's got 80% possession with Celtic. That boy was for Bobby, he was playing for Norwich the other night. He's for Man City. He turned him inside out.
Yep.
And even though McKenna's next door and it was all coming down here, so you swap him, it's a different ball game. McKenna and Taylor or Tierney and Robertson.
Yeah,
Tierney and Robertson
missed them too.
I quite like the fact that Clark gave him pretty tight, didn't he? Saying, playing it like a testimonial.
Aye.
Like, you think you've made it. So, he couldn't have been happy.
So, you see, the teams that have qualified early doors, they're following games, they haven't been great.
No.
But it's not good, though.
It's not good.
Leads on to the next game.
I don't think it does.
It does.
Because Euros are a fucking half a year away, Ken. I'll be friendless. I think a friendless in the build-up, that's when you start building again.
Because the draws are long for, obviously, the Euros and also the draw for the World Cup. Is that
World Cup?
Is it? Aye, qualifiers.
Qualifiers.
The draw for Euros is next Saturday, is it?
Second.
Third of December.
Second or third of December.
Because then we find out far we'll be gone. And hotel.
I think Scotland can qualify.
Aye, the groups.
If they've got full strength team, our best team, and we get a good draw, we can definitely qualify out of the group, I think.
I think our three go through anyway. If the group or
something. Well, you get some of the third daft teams, best third teams
go through.
Well,
joking aside, I mean,
we've got a chance, 100%. But still, that's the best qualifying campaign in my lifetime.
Oh, they don't.
We do, I doubt.
Cruised it.
We did.
Absolutely cruised it. We only lost one game. Away to Spain.
We drew two.
We
said last two games.
Aye.
Which didn't count. We were qualified.
We were tucking our fit off a gas, man.
I knew we were on the cusp of something in that campaign.
Unheard of.
We knew we were on to something.
Recently, well, we got beat by Spain, didn't we? We got beat by England. We got beat by France. We drew with Georgia.
Spain, England and France. Top 10 players.
When I win a game in five.
Five. Okay.
Couldn't beat Georgia. Couldn't beat Norway.
I think we'll,
we can squad.
I think Spain, anybody could get beat by Spain, and we're done, I think, at night, a wee bit by a goal.
The referee was poor.
He was really poor.
England.
England played real, because England...
Like it or not, they're one of the best teams in the world, and say our France.
Right.
So that's three defeats you expect, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then Georgia...
Should you be expecting a defeat?
I think so. I think you expect to get beat. If Tina a draw for France,
50-50 in it,
you'd be. But you see how good France are. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's unbelievable.
They are so good. Like
14 now.
Aye,
that's a joke.
It's a farce. They should be thrown out. Aye. Waste of time.
So fit about back to Scotland though. Shankland, Jinky's worthy of being in the squad for Euros?
He's a goal scorer for me, but there's obviously someone behind the scenes, I think.
Think so?
Clark doesn't fancy him, does he?
No. Especially if he came on and scored a goal, a decent header, like a goal scorer. McGinn, that's the thing, McGinn puts great balls into the box, so if you've got Shankland down there, he's capable in the air, you're dealing a while with a weapon. I don't think Clark just doesn't rate him.
There's obviously something to
it. He's seen him in a squad. But I think there's something in training, he just doesn't like him.
He's a bit like the Boyd, minus Boyd situation. He only got 13 casts, but they had to take him in a squad because he was getting hundreds of goals for Rangers, mind.
It's one of that things. Aye, Dez has scored goals.
Aye.
Disaster.
Because nowadays nobody likes that. Aye, Dez has scored.
I know.
Is it Levels, is it? Because he's playing SPL.
Can Scotland carry a boy doesn't do anything much apart from score goals? Can you know what I mean? So you're really playing with 10 men.
I saw with the boy Jacob Brown.
He just runs.
I've never seen such a poor performance in my life at that level.
Aye, terrible.
Oh my God.
He's playing the Premier League.
You run. It's about it. Mm-hmm. Just run about.
Again, standard of players you play with mark you better, don't they?
Aye. You got to go and get that Gordon and Barnes in a boot.
Oh,
what a difference they would make.
Oh, what a
just shows you, Southgate's what in Gordon, is he? Before he's mentioned him in press conferences and stuff like that.
The boy Gordon's a rat.
Think so?
I think he did, and he's a complete rat. I can't stand him.
A good player, like.
I'd talk him at Scotland, like, now.
Aye.
Well, he improves your, Barnes improves your level.
Barnes is not coming, is he?
Nah, I don't think so. I think if they were coming, they'd come anyway. But see, does that, see, if you got him now, though, does that affect team morale? Fuck me, we did. Are they qualifying? Now you're bringing
it
in.
It would annoy me.
He's a player, I think it probably
especially if he took your spot.
If he took, there's a chance. Aye, exactly.
Aye, aye.
Because they're going to take your spot, aren't they?
And talking your spot, but you might be the boy. It's key to the team, as in
the morale, team spirit.
And team him out because he's better than you in the pitch. But you fucked the whole team.
Aye. So aye, sometimes talking
fine line, aye, dynamics.
Sometimes talking in a player, it's obviously better than what you've got. Disney always work. Again, it's happened a few times. You have like a really good player brought in, and they just affected our hand, and we went out fucking.
Sometimes you just got to bring in the same level of player. It fits into your team.
Or a right player.
Right player, aye. No, it's a fine line.
But I also think, Ken, you turned up pre-season, you've seen a couple of new good signings, you're buzzing, are you?
Aye, so you're raising your game as well.
Aye, and if you're
like, fucking hell.
Me as a centre-half, I think I'd be happy to see Barnes and Gordon, but some of the midfielder strikers might turn up their nose at Ken, but I reckon it's a difficult lean. Like.
Aye, it's like Liveramento came, for example, Ken.
Aye.
Scottish, potential Scottish.
Is he?
Aye.
And,
he's brilliant.
But getting into the squad after Dean qualifying, you'd be annoyed if he was a squad player, would you?
Aye. Yeah.
We need a right back like
Patterson.
I'm not impressed with Patterson that I've seen.
No?
No.
Hickey's out here now, is he?
Oh, Hickey, I was trying to think if I played after the camp. Was that if I was injured?
Hickey obviously was out, so.
I forgot about Hickey.
Hopefully they're all fit.
Aye.
That's the thing with Scotland. We're a bit like Spurs. We need our top players.
We need Robertson.
Aye, Robertson, Tierney,
Robertson, Tierney. Biggest thing.
If you looked at the
to be fair, one team would miss Robertson and Tierney.
Oh, absolutely, because he's arguably the best left back in the world. Aye.
Yeah, 100%.
If you looked at the tables now and see potential best and worst kind of
scenarios
for Scotland, didn't
it? Far would you talk out a pot one?
Belgium
is easy.
Belgium,
Portugal.
I'm Germany.
Germany.
Are you?
Mm. I hosts.
I don't think Germany are the all team that, they were.
They beat the weekend, again, last week and against Turkey.
You've got a host team.
Aye, I know.
Host team now is doing well, do they?
They do. No. I'd talk Belgium because I think Belgium's just as if they were.
I didn't pick Belgium just because of Doku. I think he would murder us.
They have got Lukaku.
5 goals.
Well, that's true.
First half.
5 goals in the first half.
Lukaku, favourite player. Gibraltar's.
Liechtenstein.
An enclave of fucking Gibraltar.
If I be put to
Abdi's got the same in here, surely. Albania.
Aye.
But they might be shit hot there. You're just picking him. I've never seen him play. It's just Albania can't be good.
I think they drew 0-0 last night with Faroe.
I mean,
did they?
The best player I think I made for there is Mkhitaryan. Used to play for Man United and Arsenal.
Is he Albanian? Is he?
I'm sure he's Albanian. Or Armenian?
Aye,
he's Armenian.
Somewhere across here.
Definitely Albania. Pot four?
Well, it depends. Georgia still got a chance of qualifying.
Georgia. I bet Georgia or Slovenia.
Georgia / Slovenia.
Yeah. That's
the best spot.
So we can agree in Albania, Slovenia, or Georgia.
Can even pot one. Ken, are that teams you're struggling against? Let's face it.
France, Spain. England, we've played them.
You know what, Nina them?
I would
Germany or Portugal.
I would near talk England just because of the familiarity.
Aye.
You say it, Mike.
Familiarity.
Aye. And Ken, and it's a big derby, and it's different, is it? It's a different game. Because if we're in France, we're going to get ragdolled, aren't
we? I put England for mine.
Hardest, did you?
Yeah.
Because I think they're better in France.
No, but just for the things that you've just mentioned
Yeah, well, I've got France for hardest.
Yeah, I mean, they're
France, Denmark, and...
I've got France, Denmark, Switzerland.
See if I... Yeah. Exactly. Well,
Switzerland is a fucking good pop four team.
Hungary was a difficult team.
Aye, Schaub is like...
They've got a good team. Aye. I knew Hungary and kind of playing wheel, so I would say Denmark's not great.
No?
I think we could beat Turkey. Aye.
They've got Hoyland.
Austria, Hungary, I think, would be toughest out of that group.
Hoyland. Didn't they score again this weekend?
Was he playing?
No. Maybe for Denmark. He didn't score for Man U.
for about pot four potentials.
Switzerland.
That's a tough team for me.
Like.
Poland.
They're still going to qualify.
They haven't qualified yet. No.
If it's a playoffs, is that fair? You fucking Nations League.
Nah, because it's still a chance.
Still a chance of Ireland getting it.
Wales.
What a load of shit. The international tournaments are almost getting like a fucking
Eurovision Song Contest.
Champions League, just don't can get in.
Just fucking Abdi's getting in.
I was going to be like a Eurovision along Australia, be in it.
We don't need the night shite.
We just qualify.
We knew they would.
Aye.
This is going to be a big game because this is kind of Scotland Scottish just new. Is it a peak any new?
Yeah, they're in their like mid to late 20s.
Aye.
So if they're peaking just new and the dinner get through the group, does Clark get sacked?
No way.
Nah, he won't get sacked. He'll get a World Cup qualifiers regardless. Now. Absolutely,
I believe that.
Well, he's qualified us for two major tournaments.
Yeah.
Probably make successful Scotland manager.
I heard this boy in the radio saying, they were speaking about Haaland, wasn't I playing for Norway? And he says, well, I can guarantee you that the Scottish defenders will be relieved that he's not playing. Do you think that's the case?
No.
I want to play against him. That's a boy. I think it was a journalist.
No, I never played football.
As a player, you especially at level, you play against the best. 100%. You want to see how good he is. I've played him already.
You want to see how good you are
against him. Exactly. How do I fare up to this boy again? And you look forward to that sort of challenges, I think.
Definitely.
Because if you do get fucking beat up, then it's the best player in the world. So.
It's like shagging Brandy Love. You want to see how good you are against the best.
Oh, Nick, Brandy Love.
You ever heard of him?
Come on. Yeah. Must,
yeah. Hi, Fuzzy. Hi, Fuzzy.
You know, you do want to play against the best, do you?
Aye, absolutely. 100%.
Jenkins was a bit of... Do you think he had a wee knock, but he could have played, but it's...
Yeah, it's because it's Man City. It's Man City. Yeah,
Jenkins, a lot of that new clubs that he goes at the FAs and the hand of the teams. And
Well, he's nothing to play for. Why's he going to risk his club?
Aye, no way.
No way. For an
I was always pride thought to play for your nation.
No, it's not. He's not risking his £850,000 a week.
He's not risking that. He'll get paid regardless.
No, but all his add-ons. His basic is, when you read all his add-ons, if he's not playing every week and scoring every week, it's wage. It's not shite.
He's only on 850 a week.
But again, once he gets
all that is.
Again, once he gets all hung on to Dan, you're not risking that just to play a shitty...
Do you think if he's off for a week, he gets starts with a sick pay? £71 a week.
£68 off it is.
You'd hopefully be donating that back. Like,
For a bit England, though, they've been dodging the last two games.
Aye, North Macedonia, that is the worst. I watched that game. That is the worst refereeing performance I have ever seen.
The referees.
They say that the British refs are worst, but I'm telling you, this boy.
He was a Dion Dublin, a fucking referees.
Dion Dublin.
He is terrible.
They get off a Channel 4 if they want to make a go of that.
The England fans were singing something about Channel 4 being shit.
Sure. But the referees' decision, Maguire push, that should have been a pen.
That was a pen.
He's evened it up, isn't he?
Aye.
Then obviously, boy,
Majovski's for doing like he's fucking been sniped. That was never a penalty.
No.
How VAR's fucking calling the moor?
Day long for me. Shit.
I'm not sure. Like,
honestly,
I'm just saying. But Kenny's Haaland's out.
It's never a pen.
You see why he's
Justice League.
Like, the game's fucking ridiculous, isn't it?
It's getting ridiculous.
Yes, he went up to Hidabar, he swung his arm, he's went like that, and then it's like, it's a pen. Defenders might as well not turn up now. Defenders.
He isn't fashioned his hand towards Miowski. Miowski's ran Entley's hand and fucking keeled over.
Aye. It's some of the players' fault in that. That's fucking throwing themselves to deck. This is my fucking Eden. Really does. Like, have you seen the Ukrainian?
Aye. Stonewall penalty.
Never a pen.
You think it's a pen, mate?
I think it's a pen.
That's never a penalty.
That's not a penalty.
Sticks his leg out.
No, he never touches him.
He's fine doing it before he even gets this fit.
That's a penalty all day for me.
Nah.
Yeah, players do it nowadays. Kane done it last night.
That's another cunt trying to buy a penalty.
For Kane.
I thought it right.
Last minute. Fit Kane. No, Mudrick.
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 I didn't think it was a penalty.
That's not a penalty.
think it was a penalty.
It's a striker, that, isn't it? Thinking that's a penalty.
Big boys league again. Get out of the lesser nations. Much of Italy's here.
Sure. Italy missed the last team. I don't think that's right. I think he's been gone full tilt. He thinks the defenders are what to trip him up. He's halfway doing before he gets here.
And he runs, almost runs into his leg. I can't. I'll give you his defenders poked his foot out and he's now got a bar. So you're right, he was asking for trouble. But Mudrić, why he throws himself a deck? Why refs used to get up, Hahn? I'd be giving him out. You never get a penalty for me doing that shit.
For about Kane last night, did you see that? He got booked.
No, I didn't see that.
No, I missed that too.
He got booked for diving, supposedly.
Yeah. Good.
And it was good. Looked like a pen. But it was a similar situation. He was fine before he got to the keeper.
Well, if you're fine before you get somewhere, before you touch, it's a dive. Mm-hmm. Because why are you fine?
Mudrić, to me, if he plays on, he's got a good chance.
He's throwing goals. He's got a tape poke into the back of net. Why are you running towards a goalie then, or a defender, and then thinking, he's a what hit me here, so I'm a what I go doing?
Wait for a contact, then initiate.
Because 9 times out of 10, I'd have to defend or dive in.
Well, he didn't dive in.
He didn't dive in, he took his foot away. Well played
defender. He put his hands up, Ken. The old Italian.
Never touched him.
It always means I've touched him.
He was shitting it for a while, was he? He was like, please don't blow us.
Because he knew then, we're out. If he scores us, we're out.
And then he gave it, get up, you fucking diving bastard, Ken.
He should have went after him. Get grabbed him, you cheating bastard.
Chiellini would have hit him by the throat.
So that's Italy through, though. Italy's through by England.
I think it's good to see Italy in a major tournament.
You need Italy in a major.
I like Italy, Ken.
Well, I hear a good strip. Strips are good.
Dress. Mancini and a boy from the winner Euros. Just dress was essence, was it?
Just pop on.
It's that baldy dude new. It used to hear Roma. Was it Roma? It's their manager new.
Spalletti.
Is that his name? Aye. You'll ken it. You definitely can't see
him. I've got a right shiny head.
Snail trail.
I think Fidel up in Mancini, he just... Oh, he went to Saudi,
He's ahead of... Well, no, sorry, he's a Saudi manager.
For a bleep.
His assistant's Yaya Touré.
Imagine that you're going to waft your home nation to go and manage Saudi. Yeah. Saudi are doing nothing.
Yeah. It's a joke, is it? I tell you, if it else is a joke, and I can't if you've seen it before you've come out, but Premier League clubs have voted against banning.
Against it.
So,
Incoming for Newcastle.
Newcastle boys will sign a dose of folk for Saudi.
Aye.
We're owned by the same folk.
Aye.
Saudi PFI. Oh, that folk that's playing in Saudi just knew Newcastle can fucking just horse.
So the vote was to stop. If somebody owns someone else, they kind of come for the same.
So like a boy Radcliffe's got a boy in France.
Nice and Lausanne.
Can I sign on a brief, Ineos?
So he's can't sign Geraint Thomas. But he can't sign nobody for Nice or that other team, right? But
it's not nice.
But we aren't rule now is we could.
Aye.
And well, now you're gone because they're shite. But probably got a game for
it. But basically, it plays at the hill narrative about for Chelsea and Newcastle have been up to.
They're fucking delighted, honestly.
That Neves will be straight on route to Newcastle.
And further the one across here, just on you go, because the Saudi League's finished.
And I think they'll pop up with that, though. If that starts happening, it's
they've voted for it.
It's like a hell situation with Man City and Girona in the Spanish League. Can Girona top in the Spanish League?
I've seen that.
If they get the Champions League, Man City, Girona kind of get in or something, because they're both owned by the same sort.
It's a joke, honestly.
I seen they were talking about Man City own them, did they?
Same folk.
Aye.
Why do you need two football clubs? Yeah. One's enough. How much? You should
have
allowed City
have got nine teams. Nine or something?
New York.
New York, Adelaide. I think they've got about nine teams.
Have they?
Aye.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Shouldn't be fucking stupid.
Are we going to get into that?
But I think, obviously, Man City is not going to get points. Everton's obviously last week,
it's
10 points.
Absolute joke. I'm telling you, it's a complete and utter joke. How Everton just get a boot through it and straight away, and you just hear, it's too complicated, the City thing. It's corrupt as fuck. Absolute joke.
You're wrong here. Because Everton pled guilty. They said, we broke the rules, so they got punished. But Man City are pleading not guilty.
Man City have already been found guilty, but they've just been time-barred against it.
Fitzer?
For UEFA already found him guilty and same much as charges, but they were time barred due to the, I can't remember, it was something to do with the contractual status of the charges against him was time barred by UEFA. So although UEFA found him guilty, I can't remember how much charges it was, since it was time barred, so too much time had elapsed by the time they found all the charges. So say it happened in 2015, but they only had 5 years to
so charge him. So the Carnadine Hank.
So they charged him in 2021. Carnadine Hank, but the proof.
So the same thing happens.
So no, but this time it's nae time barred.
Okay, right.
So they've already been found guilty of financial fair play.
So they've set a precedent now, haven't they?
So hopefully City get relegated.
But the City thing is more complicated than that. Everton had one charge against them. They pled guilty, so it's easy, quicker. Abdi's saying, how could they get charged in Man City? But Man City thing's ongoing.
I cannot.
They're speaking about 2 years before they can...
But the precedent's been set now, hopefully.
Aye, absolutely,
10 points,
aye.
10 points,
yeah. 10 points per charge,
aye.
At least.
There are moaning about Everton, there are moaning, but they've broken rules. So, that seems to be a fucking scouse thing, asking.
I was a victim.
Aye, it's like, you broke a rules, and then they're, we're angry because we've been punished. You've broken rules.
So if you admitted to the murder,
they admitted it. Aye.
You'll be sentenced.
So talk your punishment.
That's a good. Well, here's the analogy about Everton and City, that the murderers pled guilty
to get a lesser sentence.
City is a serial killer, but pled not guilty, so it needs to go through a trial. So that ducks longer.
So what kind of serial killer would City
the serial
be?
Killer is in for a lot bigger punishment if he gets found guilty than this boy killed one person, run him down his car or something by mistake, and pled guilty.
But City's calculated.
City's, aye.
Chopped him up, put in freezer.
Dahmer stuff.
He's Dahmer. Right. Man City's the Dahmer.
They
Dahmer
could get relegated out of the league.
Aye.
Out of England.
But
do you think they'll get enough points to be relegated?
Absolutely.
When it comes,
if they get found guilty, 115 charges. Everton won 10 points.
About Chelsea,
same boat. But if you think it's 10 points per charge, then
they're Fred and Rosemary.
Fred and Rosemary. Chelsea's pled guilty as well. Well, owner said, we have can." Fucked up with the financial fair play. They'd be actually against it.
That's a problem.
They've admitted they've did wrong anyway. But Bowley's trying to say, well, that's a previous regime. Ken, it was the Russian fucking
Gorbachev and Putin.
Because the thing is, well, I sit and debate financial fair play, and nobody cares. No. I don't have any idea for the financial fair play.
I can the gist of it. Ken, basically a revenue. How much you generate is how much you can spend.
The percentage of what? I think it's like 80% or something like that. The revenue you tuck in, you can spend.
Again, here's City. COVID. Only team in the world to mark money through COVID.
Aye.
Aye, but they're getting sponsorship deals for fucking...
Aye, for Shell.
For training fucking signs or
something. Shell companies.
But here's Newcastle. They are sticking to the rules because they're not going out and spending big money because they kind of get hammered by financial fair play.
Yeah.
So they're sticking to the rules. Never and didn't they? So they deserve to get punished. I'd be saying 10 points is fucking archaic punishment. 10 points. It's only three wins in a draw.
You have to punish by points.
Aye.
Because giving him a £10 million fine's nothing.
Nothing, no. Points is crucial.
Ken, Everton when I go down.
Aye. Puts
a massive dent in their season, does it?
Aye. But I think the biggest thing for Everton might be the things to come, because the teams that got relegated are now putting in a claim against them. That's hundreds of millions. Well, they reckon a relegation's £100 million.
Aye. Yeah, and if you've relegated three teams or cheated three teams at a relegation, that's £300 million.
Wow.
So you can stop building their
parachute. They do get parachute payments, though, don't they? I think you get about £80 million if you get relegated.
That's big money getting doing like. But then it's a lost revenue for being in the Premier League as well.
TV.
Gate receipts, TV money, potential sponsorship deals. That's a shame.
I still think they'll bide up, though.
I see.
Everton.
There'll be a siege mentality now. Wanted.
They were showing
enough. Dyche is a championship manager, so hopefully he goes doing pretty good.
I think the
best informed team in the league almost.
The three promoted teams are so bad
that
Everton will be all right. They'd been in big trouble if it had been
last season
for teams come up, Brentford and all them come up and fucking played wheel and
Could be a long season for Anthony. A really long season.
Well, if you're a player, you're a bit gutted, are you?
Because we're pushing towards
Japan and pushing towards maybe
top 10,
and now you're barking
the mayor.
I think it's up to manager to refocus the man. A new goal.
Yeah,
Ken, if we can stay up this year, that's a huge achievement with a 10-point deduction, Ken. Mm-hmm. Man United, the weekend, I think, is it?
Aye.
So a good 3 points for a start.
I'll be them out of the relegation zone
straight away. Well.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
I'm not sure. I'm gonna check. I think it's Sunday actually.
Aye. And money, Don's made a bit of profit.
Don's made profit, did they? Good bit of profit.
1.1 million.
That's good.
Last year there was 6 million in a hole. That's some turnaround in a year.
Europe's helped, is it?
Well, that's in the end until next year.
Sale of players, I think.
Was it?
Ramsey and...
Right. Yeah. And so next year they'll have the European money plus Bojan's probably money. Sell a Bojan.
Yeah.
Got rid of Ramsey at the right time, I think. Right.
Same place. He's having fallen him, fun to bits.
He's injured, is he? Still?
Well, he got injured, played two games, got injured, a knee injury, still no fit.
Like Preston.
Right.
Rangers and the Mayor throw another 4 million operating loss.
See their wage bill the other day?
It's 10 years
ago. I was reading an article.
It's a higher wage bill in Celtic,
isn't it? That's what I was saying it was like said 46 million in the article I read or something. Saying. So for him to say that it's poor relation to Celtic, they can't say that we fit their shell out in wages.
Well, again, Celtic made an operating profit of how much million it was. Oh, it was a crazy amount of money. Rangers, joking aside, might be in the cusp.
Nah.
Do you say 4 million
loss?
And they're on the cusp.
Again, that's about 12 years. Since they've come back up, they haven't made profit.
Since they've started a new club.
Then I've been in the black.
Haven't they?
No.
But they must be managing to...
I thought they made profit this year.
Aye, they made profit, but their operating profit is different.
Right.
They've made money, but once you talk in that account,
they've
lost money.
Couldn't have made profit.
If it's that word, EBITDA, physically.
I can't remember if it's called.
See, you boys have sprung a scene on this, Ken. You can't be springing things as detailed as this.
Sorry,
I need to come prepared. I find it difficult to argue because then I got a fucking clue. I don't like arguing about finances anyway.
But
because I didn't care.
So hopefully there'll be a Asda card.
But I was just saying for Aberdeen, because like for a club like Aberdeen to go for 6 million in debt to like in profit in 1 year, pretty good going.
Just shows you how pivotal
getting players out of line.
Can maybe forward a 12-foot Christmas tree now.
Would you tack 5 million in debt if they were playing really well, winning every week?
I'm starting, it's a matter to me
and fit the money as long as as
a Rangers fan, but everybody need to be sustainable, don't they? So they have to be churning players or
yeah, but then could they talk another loss like that again next year? Could they talk another 6 million?
But you're delighted they've made £1 million, Ken, but the team's not in a great shake. Would you rather have a good team playing really well, really exciting to watch, but 5 million in there? Fitz debt red, isn't it? 5 million in red.
Aye,
5 million in red.
I think it's possible with the budget that the players are on, because out with the Old Firm, none of the players played that. Teams played dazzling, brilliant football. I've come to that. I've accepted that. Abby says that's what they want, but I don't believe it happens.
I was just speaking hypothetically.
I'd rather the club is in a solid footing.
So you're happier to get £1 million profit a year than winning consistently?
As he said, because if they'd done it again for a following season, everybody would be in big trouble because they fit their shell and out.
Ken, how come back to when the Rangers went under? How did you feel when the Rangers went parties?
How did I feel?
No, but that's
dog's texting me, Aberdeen. Mine last week about Celtic game.
I didn't
give a fuck.
No, but Ken, a serious enough question. Ken, you're asking Duncan, but just was wondering if you felt like when Rangers did go under, I mean, that must have been fucking
horrendous.
Devastating.
I didn't pose that question, though. I didn't say, rather they were. I just said 5 million in debt, Ken. Like a million profit.
Six million in debt last year. We wasn't playing brilliant football.
No, I can.
So, Max Neilage, is it?
No. Again, that's not for us.
Mine's made about the process that they're using is working because they're making money. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole point of it.
Aye. I just think, when you were kids, I didn't care the business side of things. I couldn't give a fuck. I just wanted to see us winning every weekend. Let the boys upstairs take care of the... So, if we'd made 25 million and had finished mid-table... I'd be gutted. If we'd lost 25 million and we'd won a league, I'd be delighted.
Aye.
I just don't know. I've never got why fans wank off about your finances. Like, because that's, I watch football as a sporting thing. Is I went to watch my team being
real.
Yeah, but
at that point, when we were kids, there wasn't the Rangers and Celtic winning the league 40 years in a row, and nobody else has got any hope of ever winning it. So therefore, the club has to be sustainable to fucking survive. So we have to flip players. If we didn't do that, then we'd just be drifting doing leagues and doing absolutely nada.
Would the club be there even?
Well, who knows?
Ken.
Okay, if it happens when you spend too much money, club goes doing the shit.
Because I've seen today some fucking prick for the supporters club at Aberdeen saying, basically, aye, get rid of Barry.
Get rid of Barry or change the way you're playing football. Okay.
Wise up.
They just...
But he's not alone, though, is he?
No, he's not alone.
I think that's a vast majority of supporters, isn't he? I think we are in a minority saying that Aberdeen should stick with him.
Possibly. But
if you listen to social media,
isn't
it?
If you listen to social media,
yeah.
But then they are shouting loudest.
What is that boy like? He's on every time, is
he's a representative of Don's
Supporters Club or something.
Yeah. So I don't want to see Barry going, but part of me wants to see experienced manager go in and the same thing happened to, so I can turn around and say, here you fucking go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Goodwin was on a forum. He's an experienced manager.
I'd never works though. Again, for you, because I was like, well, when you get rid of McInnes, we'll see how it goes. Well, it's went shy, but nobody will accept that getting rid of McInnes was wrong. Because there's aye bits and ifs and maybes and buts and other.
Sometimes
multifaceted, didn't it, Ken? So.
Folks say, oh, it's time for a change. And Ken, even though he's still doing time for a change.
It's never black and white, is it? Because you mark one change, but it has 15 consequences, and Abdi brings them up.
It's just simple for me. Folk think buying players for 100 to like 400 grand, they're going to get unbelievable players that I get to play football like Celtic and Rangers in their prime. It's not going to happen.
Aye.
And that's why I can't get. That's why I get so frustrated. If folk actually think that you can pull a Mayovsky every time, it's never going to happen. And then, oh, why are they as good as blah, blah, blah? Well, they're paying him 40 grand a week and he costs 6 million quid. That's why. It's just like. And then they say, play a better football. Like, and then you just step up. Well, if I played a game, it's not as easy as that. Can I be like, just do that. Play fast flowing football. It's not that simple.
You've got to be a better team. You've got to be your best team.
It's not that simple, is it?
But I think Aberdeen fans can expect to play better than most of the Scottish teams. So I think a frustration comes to when Aberdeen play like St Mirren. Aberdeen fans expect to hit Mary Bar and be turning St Mirren over, really. Mm-hmm. But Aberdeen is pretty close. It's like we've always said, you can throw a blanket over all the teams apart from
Rangers
and Celtic.
But we've got that about St Mirren. They're playing great stuff. Lost three in a row.
I know.
Back in the pack.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like,
it's hard to be consistent. Like,
that's a problem with the rest of the pack in Scotland, is no consistency.
It's too close.
They'll win two games and lose three. Then they'll win three games and lose two. Right.
But as comes to turning your players comes in, it's very difficult to hit a consistent run or a consistent performance when you're constantly turning your players.
So also plays in even folk are saying, well, why are we so shite? Because we're flipping 12 players every season. And then somebody will say, but why are we doing that? Because we hate it.
Aye, to survive.
To survive.
We're in that conversation.
So it's like,
it's a vicious circle.
But folk are expecting to see fucking
ticky-tacky football
on a shoestring budget.
Pep's made, he's ruined football.
He is
really,
in a way, because that's what Abdi's expecting to see.
But I don't find that type of football exciting.
Aye. Speaking about ruining football, about new potential offside rule. Jingle, that's good work.
Aye, the Wenger.
The Wenger fucking offside rule.
Biggest heap of shite I've ever seen in my life.
So, gaining a striker advantage, really.
So they're saying offsides, now you hate to be a full body.
In front.
One, when I change anything, because you'll still hear that stupid line, because be a maggot's eyebrow or a gap.
Mm-hmm,
or so that when I change, and also you're gaining, you're changing the game. Totally changing the game. If you allow a striker a body on
a whole
defender,
body design. Exactly. Whole body on a defender.
That's a huge game.
It's a huge advantage.
You can't massive. Defend against that then.
No.
Your offside lines are fucked.
Your Beeswills just camping your box.
Aye.
Because they're not letting anybody in the back of you.
To me, if you did that, you're as real just doing a wobble.
With offside rule. Exactly.
If you change that. And we've had enough.
Because you're basically saying you can be an average person, you can be a fit and a half offside, basically.
Aye. Basically, aye.
Yeah.
And then, so you've got a foot and a half advantage on the defender. So if you're 6 foot four and he's 5 foot ten, aye, plus a foot and a half, you've got no chance of getting a tackle.
Plus, the striker actually, usually has an advantage over a defender on a way, even if they're online, because a defender will either be running across or up, and a striker's eye was looking to run in behind.
Aye. So you've got eye in a turn.
Aye. So they've got an advantage on AY with it online,
aye,
but you give him a full body, aye, Jesus,
aye,
it would change it.
I think that's comfy, a guy that fucking was in a game for...
Aye, a legendary game, like...
But they would say that they're trying to introduce like 6 new rules a year. Aye. Why?
I know.
Just
I know.
Leave it.
Exactly. Why?
Come inspect us.
Aye.
We'll give him proper rules.
Aye. No, go back to Fit Wiz. And that's it.
The all offside rule.
Aye. Go back to 90s rules.
The offside. Name 90s a fire rules. In the park. If pass back. Player offside.
It's offside.
He's offside. The whole team's offside.
That's it.
A pass back rule. 50-50 is the last good change.
That's the only good change, aye.
Yeah. That was a good rule change because it used to be boring as fuck. Pass back.
I was after the 90 World Cup, mate. Pass it Germany. Back.
Liverpool were good at doing that now, weren't they?
Liverpool, they were right.
Aye. Hansen.
Pass back.
The only team that's got a lead, Ken.
Just kill a game, mate.
Aye.
That's about the only rule I've agreed with for a change.
Like
a
six, well, it's only in its turned out to be good.
Like a 6 second rule for the keeper. Nobody looks at that nowadays. No, keeper's going to hit a bar for 10, 15 seconds and nothing happen.
Exactly.
But
so we're on agreement, that's a load of shite.
Oh, aye.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, aye. You're not getting on.
You're not, yeah. Why change
the
it?
The game is dying in front of our eyes, I'm telling you.
If they keep... fucking about with it, it get even worse. Right.
It's not around with the offside rule, it's the way it's governed and ruled.
Do you think your dads were like, as they were getting older and they got for their 20s to their 40s going, football's finished.
But the game for 1930, I was not born, but for 1930 till the noughties was the same game.
Same game,
probably.
Apart from one rule change, the pass back.
Pass back. Which, that changed the game, but for the better.
But every rule better since then, it's been atrocious.
It's been a joke.
Mine the carnage from the pass back rule coming.
Oh, aye.
We're playing the pass back rule. And then you pass it to goal and he's like, oh,
just kick a fucking thing.
It was chaos.
I was under 11s or something at that time. Under 11s. And I mind the chaos when it was fucking... But it's just not...
It's just the rules.
I can't mind the last time I seen a goalie pick up a bar for a pass back.
No.
It's maybe goalkeepers and rules. Did you see the keeper in Brazil the work here?
No.
Indirect free kick.
Eh?
Keeper just let it go in.
Oh, I got clever. Well, clever. Sensible.
Clever.
Sensible.
So out for a corner. Eh? Oh, aye. The opposition team had an indirect free kick and he just let it go in.
Let it go in.
Quality.
Yeah, clever.
So if it was that then, a goal kick?
It must be a goal kick, is it?
Aye.
Or a keeper. Shed.
My shed rules.
Ref
watch.
Hold on. I'd like to go with my IFAB rules.
Did we speak about the rule about... Was that on here we spoke about?
What's that?
If you've got a free kick and you play it back to the goalie.
A direct free kick.
And you play it back to your goalie and he whiffs it, doesn't touch it, it goes in. That's a corner.
Is it?
That is definitely a corner.
Did you see that?
That's a weird rule. I couldn't believe that rule.
That Brazilian game for that, run in and basically batter a boy in VAR.
No.
Into the room.
I do the corner on that. What a fella boy. Yeah.
They run out to the room to fill him in.
Oh, Jesus.
South Americans, honestly.
Aye.
Brutal, they. Mm-hmm. So there's no Scottish football in the English football this week, so we decided to do a top five.
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
So if it was the top five, Mass, the top five is the top five players of our time outside the top five of our players.
Players of our time.
So in other words saying...
Nearly allowed.
In other words saying the top 6 to 10 players of our lifetime.
Six to ten.
So we weren't allowed.
We agreed in the top five pretty quickly, didn't we?
Yeah. Can't go wrong with
him. So we excluded Ronaldo, Messi, R9, Maradona and Zidane.
Yep.
Wow, unanimous agreement.
Yeah.
Ken Pelly wasn't there, but it was in the newer lifetime.
No.
We'll go five first.
Five first, aye. Yeah.
I've went Keane.
I forgot about him.
Robbie
Keane. Was it your lifetime? Keane. I thought it was all time.
Robbie Keane. No, lifetime.
Your lifetime.
I can mark a crook.
Robbie Keane.
Roy Keane.
Oh.
Just, without him, Man United, then I went half the trophies. They won. Not because he was the most gifted player, but more like he was such a good leader.
He was a heart of the team, wasn't he?
Aye.
He was a beat.
He didn't let anybody rest on their
morals.
See, even a normal conversation, I would have just said it wrong.
As soon as this goes, you have a massive seat.
Get the laurels, like Laurel and Hardy. I was fear that was
Roy Keane.
Roy Keane for me.
Love went for another United legend as well. One of my all time favourite United players, Eric Cantona.
Mike's bit. I think you need to pull him up in that reaction.
He can please himself.
Opinions are like arseholes. Abdi's got in.
He got United to the line, did he?
Aye, on many occasions.
And they couldn't have won a championship in the same time. And he was a difference
at that time. He was amazing, honestly.
Great. But plus, I forget how
Team accolades.
Plus, he was a coarse bastard.
Nasty bastard.
Nasty.
Crystal Palace fan.
Did you come, my man? Here's a kung fu.
I didn't think about Cantona, but
yes, for me.
I think the problem with Cantona was Champions League.
Oh, yeah, there's that bit.
He was in a top level.
He could have been.
Nah,
he just couldn't be arsed. Nah.
Then he just chucked it.
So why is he in the top five?
Because he's one of my favourite players.
Okay.
Okay.
My number five, Iniesta. Unbelievable. And if you look at his goals and actually, not just big games. Huge games.
World Cup final.
Winners in extra time. Like, sort of under that team. Never undersold, but just what a player.
Was he the player if Xavi was not alongside him?
He's a partnership, is he? A great partnership.
Partnership. Is he an individual?
I think it's just...
When I'd read about what he'd done in big games and what he'd scored and assist, and I was
unbelievable
like...
Unbelievable player.
Right.
I think his goal record's dubious, though, isn't it? He's got a lot of goals, I think. Iniesta.
Centre midfielder. No,
okay. But I think he's got a lot of goals.
You know?
I can't imagine. Somebody said that
Schmeichel's not got a lot of goals.
Terry's got more goals for Chelsea than Iniesta.
That's right.
For Barcelona.
Well, yep.
Mike, five.
Luka Modric.
Oh, aye.
Well, good.
Luka Modric, Ballon d'Or winner.
Aye.
Unbelievable player for Madrid and for Spurs.
He's my two.
Is he?
Aye, Modric.
Far up as that, is he?
Aye, unbelievable player, fucking Modric. Every time I watch him, I'm like, that boy's a different level.
He's never aged either, is he?
Nah. Just longevity, everything. Mm. How much fucking Champions League has he won? I can't ask Steve McAlades if we say it, but...
Five.
He's played 50, for the best 30, team. He's basically played for the best team in Europe and been one of their best players.
And he's... Croatia.
World Cup final.
Do they get that World Cup final? And
57 goals.
2018
57 and 674
appearances.
Xavi.
It's outstanding, is it?
But then underneath it says, consider one of the greatest midfielders of all time. It's lauded for his balance, ball control, agility, and close spaces.
That's not to do about a great player, but Xavi helped.
Xavi made him.
So my five, Modric.
Yeah.
Four.
Del Piero.
Oh, for me. Del. I didn't even hear him on my list of things.
Didn't make a list.
For me, when I was young, watching Rangers in the Champions League, and we had Juve a year, and oh my God.
World of trouble.
I was like, we play them in the first leg. That boy is unbelievable.
When he did that trick around Tracy Cooper.
Aye. And Tracy Cooper ended up just losing the rag.
Old school.
Aye. Just signed him, got sent off.
Aye.
He's played scored one of the best goals I've ever seen. That Enoch Kamuri shooter, and he volleyed it
in
the last minute. I can't mind if that was against an Italian football style top level. Del Piero.
I've went Henri.
Thierry Henry.
I forgot about
him. Thierry Henry. For his Arsenal career, his French career, and Barcelona as well. Fucking
top
player.
Amazing.
Just
player.
A top.
Outside R9, for me as a centre half, be scariest player to play against.
His pace, his close control, his brain can see things happen way before it happened. Fucking good player, like
hanging out in the left,
just cutting in. You can't think he was going to D, but you couldn't stop it.
For goal, do you think about with Henry?
As far as length of the pitch,
no. Meaning Man United, for he flicks it up,
flicks up and volleys it.
Keeper should save it.
Barthez, too smart, was he?
Mm-hmm.
He's the ex-teammate.
My name was Liverpool, and that was amazing in the halfway line. He put Carragher on his arse, slotted it in. Yeah, it was a 4-3 game.
He was king of the side fit when he ran.
VAR's chopping that off. I'd say Abdi goes back to, VAR was in the goal at that day.
Bye.
Mine's Ronaldinho, because I just seen a video today with Joe Cole. He's speaking about playing against him.
He's my number one.
And basically Ronaldinho. Saying, fit he did in massive games, because they were saying when he played, was against some of the best defenders that played a game, Nesta, Cannavaro, all these kind of boys, and he was making utter fools of Abdi with the tricks and that.
Aye. I went in a massive rabbit hole and Sunday night, I think it was Ronaldinho.
It's unbelievable some of the things he's done.
I was there for a while.
He was so good. He scored a goal against Real Madrid for Barcelona.
He got applauded.
And they stood up and clapped him.
Aye.
It's not happened a lot.
Oh, it's fucking.
And Joe Cole was talking about the Chelsea game and this beating 4-3 of mine. And he stood there and he went like that. And then he taped it. And he said, I've never seen anything like it in my life. He says it was a joke.
And he played like he couldn't give a fuck.
Aye. No, that's laughing. What he said. He said he climbed a mountain and then he just went, I've had enough. See, I'm off.
Oh, fuck it. And then he's legendary stuff with his passport. Aye. Aye.
He's been in jail.
Technically, surely
he's,
up here
it's got to be
skills.
Technically like probably best player.
I think possibly my best player to play the game technically.
Yeah, I had videos, honestly. Didn't I do it because you lose hours of your life.
I know.
He's my number one, actually.
Is he?
He was a king of drag it out with outside of his right foot and then tuck it back in with it.
Without moving his heel off the ground.
And Dean it so quick.
And all him Dean it tries that isn't easy.
The no look pass was him. He invented the no look pass.
He invented the no look guy.
Aye, yeah.
And that goal against England with his seaman back post.
Aye, he lobbed them.
He set up a goal.
He could have been so much more, couldn't he?
He set up this goal for Barca. A boy whips this ball and he's on an edge 18 yarder. And he could have taken it in the chest or headed it, or he just turns around and uses his back and flicks it off his back into the boy's path. Aye. Dead weight.
Aye.
Boy didn't break stride. Aye. Bang, goal.
Goal.
Like, fun is that?
There's another clip of him for he pings a daisy cutter for the inside left channel to the back post behind the defender. I was like, this much off the ground. Just ridiculous.
Love watching his videos.
He's good. Unbelievable player.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So that's
didn't mark my top five.
Me either.
Are we on three?
I've not done four yet.
No, if it's your four, Mike.
Baresi.
Oh, aye.
Four?
He's my one.
He's my three.
He's my three.
He's number one for me. Ultimate legend. I've never seen a better player than Baresi.
I have. I'll tell you.
Well, outside.
Outside the top five.
Outside the top five.
Did you see him and Maldini's start? Last week.
They played like, they only played 100 odd games.
126 games and conceded.
26 goals.
No, it was 23 goals. 23 they goals. Conceded together.
Great. Just the ultimate professional longevity, one ahen. Biggest standout for me when I was young was a 94 World Cup final. If I was playing Romario and Bebeto and hid him bathe in his pocket. And he was playing his knee, he did his
knee
ligaments in his knee. And I think he didn't play much of the games and he played for a final. He was man of the match. Then he missed a pen, but can't expect a centre half to score penalties.
That's my number four.
Nice.
Massey's number one.
My number three.
My
Dunk's
three.
Number three.
My three's Maldini's mate.
He's my one.
He's my one.
Because he could, and Baresi could. And he could play left back.
Maldini's my number one.
Maldini, what a. What just a player.
Longevity.
Did he play 20? He's
probably still playing. He's probably still 41. Playing.
Good looking lad.
Dude. Aye.
Tell me something bad about Maldini.
There is one thing bad. He's not playing fat by now.
That's
the only thing.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, though, like he did everything.
Aye. Absolutely everything.
Excelled at everything.
Yeah.
He made it look so easy.
Aye.
Nobody could get past him.
Nobody.
Reading the game.
Left back.
He played all the best players in the world.
Aye.
He played in Serie A and it was miles and probably one of the best players in it.
Best leagues in the world at the time.
And that start, like you said, 23 goals are just... Some folk are going about 23 goals in like three games.
Aye. Nowadays.
Aye.
That's just from defence. Again, Baresi, Maldini, Costa Curta.
Costa Curta.
Aye.
Proper defenders.
Fucking unbelievable defenders. They must be fucking looking in sheer disgust at the defenders.
You think he's in the stands because he's part of like the board.
Ben Milan.
Oh, is he?
For Maldini.
Okay.
Good Ben Milan.
Too much power.
Maybe I don't care.
Both retired jerseys, Baresi and Maldini at AC Milan.
That says
and they played for AC in the absolute heyday of AC Milan.
Yeah. But for me, best defender. Over lifetime, so
I'd take Baresi over him. Just
aye,
well, yeah,
just
you have
aye, yeah, well, there you go.
So that's your number three.
That's my three, aye.
My three's Baresi,
aye, same.
My two was Modric.
My three was Iniesta.
My two was Van Basten.
Oh, aye.
You forgot about him,
my,
didn't
my,
you?
My two's Van Basten as well.
Aye.
Even though he didn't mark my all-time Dutch team.
Nobody could stop him.
If he didn't get the injuries he got,
he'd have been the greatest striker of all time.
One of the best.
If he never had the injuries he got, he might have been my five.
Okay.
Nobody scores on overhead kick for 20 yards out.
Get greatest natural finisher of all time.
Oh,
that boy could just it's ridiculous.
Said it a million times. It was the second goal against England. I know it was a world he scored, but it's a technical ability of the second team, and he cuts it back and then left foot juice ball.
And he Tony Adams and toast.
Aye.
Tony Adams was a top defender.
Aye. He was another hard nut.
Yeah. Aye.
One game.
My number one was actually Tommy Barnes.
He's near my list. No.
My number two.
I'm beginning to hang cool with the fucking waxing lyrical about Maldini. He should have maybe been disqualified. He should have maybe been in. Well, nah, you can't put a man in front of any of them, can you?
No.
Ronaldo? Nah. Messi? No.
No.
R9?
Nah. He's ultimate.
But he only played like half a career.
Correct.
Maradona.
Maradona's the best ever.
Nah.
Maradona's the best
ever. If I was Abdi's number two, Van Basten.
Van Basten.
Mas?
Modric.
Modric.
Aye. Van Basten.
Mine's Xavi.
Xavi, yeah. The other half.
Aye. You kind of hit one without hitting another.
Well, you need a three, don't you? Busquets. Yeah. I nearly put Busquets in.
Busquets is he's.
You watch clips of him as well.
Seriously. Once you watch a clips, you realise how fucking easy he made a game.
Honestly.
I seen clips of him when he was a kid. Aye. Playing in the youth.
Aye.
He did the same trick all the time, but nobody could work it. He dips to the right and then goes.
He tucks two boys out of the game every time.
He does it so quick. It's like he's got eyes in the back of his head.
He just kens that exact moment for to fake it and then drag it to the other one. And you're like, fucking every
time. And again, playing a game. That's not easy.
No. He marks it look easy. Aye. Like, are they good boys?
Aye.
He's an Aldi fucking Ferguson, is he? Barry Ferguson.
Jesus. Barry Ferguson.
I was getting Batman and be serious about it, but I thought, I can't.
I was thinking about Ian Jess as well.
Kenneth Roy Keane's probably a push when I hear about.
Well, if I'm looking at Baggio,
Van Basten.
Cantona,
Cafu, Roberto Carlos, Beckham, Figo,
Mateus. It's just pure,
Mateus,
pure leadership skills I've put Keane in there. He's the greatest leader.
Mateus was one of my favourite players when he played centre mid.
Aye.
90, when 90 he caught inside against Yugoslavia and put it in the bottom corner.
I honestly seen him in Scotland, up Ballaterway in a
tiny
Range Rover.
I mean,
did I tell you about it? I thought I kept it myself. No one's going to believe me. I just seen Mateus driving a Land Rover in Balta. He must have been up seeing the Queen.
It's believable because
he's seen a Queen.
It's believable
because Rita Ora is in Brabar just now. She says it's the most beautiful place she's ever seen.
So Rita Ora's in Bremer, so that makes it believable. Greg Mateus was in Ballard.
And Greg Norman Watt doing past the fight.
Aye. And Tom Watson was walking doing Union Street.
Oh, me.
The big shark guy. He's walking doing by a fight. Fucking boy nearly
Michael,
crashed my van.
Michael Fotley, he was in Buckley, is he?
Yeah, that's right.
The Crown, he was in the Crown, aye. I might not.
I got a photo.
Was he busting out a few moves?
No, he didn't go in the dance floor. Steaming. Fucking laugh.
Oh fuck. So Abdi's number one's. We said Abdi's number one's, have we?
Maldini.
Well, Ronaldinho.
Maldini.
Berezi.
But at a list, I was just saying, I can Rooney, Kaka, Maldini, Romario, Mateus, Neuer, Cafu, Roberto Carlos,
Nedved.
I forgot about him. Figo. Hulet, Baggio, Iniesta, Xavi. Fucking.
Latini.
Casareggi. I'm just getting back to Italian fat man.
Joe Jordan. Yeah, Luigi Casareggi.
What a time to be alive. Italian fat man.
That music, come on.
I was watching clips of Signore taking penalties. With one, he just used to one step run.
Maybe Signore.
I seen a clip other day. Scrap it. I'm going to try and mind if I was going to say. But we'll move on.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We'll move on to this week's.
Ah, cheesy. We've all got the same person.
Nah, we're all in LA. Mine is.
Never for me.
Nah. Going in Duncan for Sylvie.
Rapinoe, it's got to be in it.
Aye. Oh, Megan Rapinoe's mine.
What an entitled cunt. Isn't she?
Aye.
Unbelievable. I've never I hadn't seen that clip till you sent it. I've never heard on him or seen on him like that in my life.
I defended her last time we had her on, but I can't defend her now. She's the wrong women's hero, is she?
Correct.
100%. They need a better in than her.
She's finished.
She is a cunt. Like, pure cunt.
And go, like, because I'm not religious, but to offend all that folk by saying, well,
there's not a God.
There's not a God because I didn't deserve that to happen to me. You entitled cunt.
Just a horrible cunt.
Horrible cunt.
Honestly. Honestly. One of them. The angriest wank of the weeks I've ever seen after I watched that clip. I couldn't believe it.
There's a reason she's a dyke. Aye. No man would put up with her.
No.
No.
No. No. Nah. Nah.
I feel sorry for a woman to put up with her. Nah.
I know. Nah,
Ken.
Hell. She's an arsehole.
She is.
Aye.
Absolute cunt.
Forgot about that clip. Aye. Fucking dick.
Have you seen that clip where...
Aye. Finale? Signing autographs.
Aye. And like she's fucking... Like she's fucking Bill Clinton or something. Oh.
No, like she's fucking Ronaldo.
Bill Clinton was in Swansea.
That clip,
she's strapped on.
Stop that bastard called Drummy in for a pint.
Hillary was out by leading three.
And that's why it's believable.
No, but I know a clip is real. For she's walked in the dressing room, playing a rain music. Think she's fucking hurt.
That's getting smashed as soon as you walk in a man's dressing room, isn't it?
Fuck for you, Dean.
If a boy comes in, Dean, you're smashing that, aren't you?
You're volleying it into the wall.
Here's a ghetto blaster. Get out to fuck.
Our teammates. It must have been a good. A handful of our teammates thought she was a cunt.
It's bound to come out, I think. Now she's fully retired. Somebody's bound to be a story and say she's arseful.
She's a bully.
Aye, she comes across as that.
Aye.
See, I would have took her out in training.
Anybody you hate in your team, you're talking about in training.
Still try doing the back of the calf.
Did you see a clip for boot clipping this week, or the unstoppable shot?
Aye.
Just shows you how bad.
The first comment, the comments, some of them are.
I never read the comments. I never read the comments.
And first comment, you're not saving that.
And that. So was it a Fulham? Was it a Fulham game? Wifey's game, the back him into like the 6 yard box and just trickled off her foot.
Clapped it.
Keep her nowhere near it.
We're doing in stages, honestly. What the
fuck? Sums it up. Sums it up. Megan and Pino.
Forgot about that dunk. Good in. Right, on you go.
No, on you go.
Gareth Southgate.
Oh, he's a favourite on this and that.
Honestly.
He's a male cunt. About.
Well, we want to be the number one team in the world. It was just fair enough, but and then go on and produce that shite against fucking. Was it far where they're playing?
North Macedonia.
Take a handbrake off, eh?
Just fuck off, eh?
He's got to take a handbrake off.
Mm. They'll never be the best team in the world until he releases the full potential.
They've got a team to be the best team in the world.
But he's the worst manager here.
If they didn't win the Euros, he's getting a dunt.
Aye, because that's a failure, because I believe.
That's the only place he can go now, though, is winning the Euros.
But they're not winning the Euros.
I just think I can understand what you're saying, but I've always defended him in the past through his record because he's done better than anybody else has done. We probably, Rooney generation and Lampard, they're probably better team back in, and maybe, they couldn't have done anything.
But I think back then, I think the manager, it was slightly different. They were trying to zoom too much of the players in instead of playing them.
They were playing schools in the left.
Schools in the left. They were trying to thumb boys in just for the sake of it. Capello wasn't the right man.
Tough job. It.
But it's just Southgate for me.
Listening to Simon Jordan interviewing Hewlett, and he was asking him about England. Hewlett said, and he was deadly serious. He goes, "You want to start winning stuff? Stop singing that song, 'Football's Coming Home.'" He was deadly serious because he says, "It makes Abdi hate you. Because you think you own FITBA, but you didn't own FITBA. FITBA's for Abdi."
Aye.
Okay. I was deadly serious. I always thought it just annoys Scotland that. Ken, there's heaps of memes. It fuck coming home? Ken with the ape and who says it annoys the hail world, that song. And if he says that, that's good enough for me.
For the Jordan side, did he agree or disagree?
No, he agreed.
Did he?
Aye. They've got to stop singing that song, 'Football's Coming Home.'" He says, "Not only does it make Abdi else hate them, it puts more pressure on the actual players, which there is more. Well, it's like in other parts of the world. I'm sure Italian fucking media is mental, but
English media is
They do mark. They put a hoor of pressure on that team. Like, I think they would have done a hell of a lot better if I was not so much pressure on them. But goodness, so, they won it, managed to win it in 66 as well. Again, but
never seen it.
VAR would have chalked off that goal. I think goal line technology.
Maybe.
Well, I was sporting dinner with Hewlett speaking, and he's told one of the most racist jokes I've ever heard.
Did he? Eh?
Aye.
Did he?
Unrepeatable.
Can't see it.
Okay.
Was he funny?
It was good. Aye. Really good. Good stories, now. Good. Aye. Was it Cove Rangers? You know,
Hewlett, that's a biggie, now. That's a massive. He's fucking A-list, that.
Jill Scott was at the
Locusine.
Was she? She's stuck in her American job. She's got a US ladies team.
That's not it's Hayes.
Oh no, it's Hayes. Emma Hayes.
Is she getting it? She's taking the American job.
She's got it.
She's leaving Chelsea.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Ah, she's leaving Chelsea to tuck
it. So apparently it was a toss up between that or men's football, but she's went for the biggest job in women's.
Well, here you go. Bark myself. I will tuck easy option.
Did you see? Have you seen that clip of Hardy in that speech to the players? Again, we demand a lot from this environment. I don't like seeing the lasses act like men or something about it. Just I like it. It's maybe a good speech for women, but I just
give them give somebody a job, and the proof will be in the pudding.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
So, a man's game job. I just think that would just too much risk involved in that. I mean, it's risky enough tucking on some men.
I know,
but
Mass Fitchers.
My name's Didier Deschamps.
Okay,
Frenet calling off the dogs against Gibraltar. Gaining 14, they were doing to 10 men. Can you play in posties and brickies and shit? And you're leaving Mbappe on for 90 minutes. Get a fucking grip yourself and start talking these cunts. Mbappe scores in the 11th goal and celebrates like he just won the World Cup. He scored the 14th goal and starts running away, a crowd jumping up and doing.
Like it's an achievement.
Passion.
You're beating fucking. Ken. Deschamps, get the fuck. For good this 14 now, Guy. Really? Ken?
Record, is it?
After six. Right, boys, start knocking that boot, Ken. I'm there for this fucking fans swamping teams with 14.
Take a manager to help.
Paying their money.
Aye. They've got six goals. Fuck me, that's enough, innit?
Gibraltar need to go.
Aye, if you're getting whumped at 14, I can't France are...
Dude, the boy sent off, like, in the third goal. Well,
and your part-time.
Which was a harsh sending off.
Was it?
100%.
But even just in Mbappe alone, if you fucking tick him off, you probably stop 40% of the goals.
Coleman,
don't you?
We had to tack him off. The boy, is it Coleman?
Kingsley Coleman. Kingsley
Lightning.
Fucking
ripping
Jesus.
The boy apart.
Ken, can you see these...
Levels.
Elite athletes playing... Ken, probably good part-time players. Aye. It just was unbelievable. Watch the highlights. Aye. Watch the boy Coleman. Looked like...
An Olympic sprinter.
The best player you've ever seen in your life. Aye. In that game.
He's not a bad player anyways.
Aye. He's won a hell of a lot. He'd won a league every single year. He's been a professional.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
But aye. 14. Didier Deschamps. You've called off the dogs at six.
It's a record now, is it?
Is it?
International.
There you go then.
A good record, I hear now.
Do right.
But fucking hell, 14. And there was like 10 different scorers, was there? 11 different scorers.
Doesn't that be Arbroath against Bonacord, 26 now?
36.
Was it 36?
36.
Was that not much our game there, Lango? It was 51. AC Milan against St. Macker or something.
Eight boys turned up or something.
It was a goal every fucking...
Every 30 odd seconds.
Nah, it can't be that. That would only be 25 minutes.
Every 2 minutes.
A minute and a half.
So what do you math? How is that possible?
Mike?
After mine, Megan Rapinoe. Megan Rapinoe was
mine. You agreed with
him. Mine was Megan Rapinoe. Nice. After that video last week. Absolute cunt.
Aye.
That's horrible.
I think it should go on a post this week, just so everybody can see how bad it is.
She's horrible.
Aye, the video.
Aye.
Right, move on to this week's Mug of Truth.
The Mug of Truth.
I must go first with Erin.
I'll go first.
Okay.
50-50 waves, right? So you're in your car and you're driving and you see somebody and you want out yourself. Is this a wave or nay a wave?
Oh, okay.
Do you play it safe and wave or do you take a risk and nay wave? And if they wave first and it's too late for you to wave and you're by them, do you still wave? And If you wave and they give you a head nod, I'm not waving again. Unless they're carrying something. Is the only time acceptable to do. Kim, when you put your head back and your moo opens. If you give me one of them, I'm not waving you ever again.
Unless you're carrying stuff. Unless you've two bags of shopping.
You still left a bag of shopping.
Bag of misses. Aye.
What if it needs to be a box in both hands?
A substantial vote.
There's no excuse for a nod. So no. I'd rather you just ignore it, man.
Why are you 50-50 waving in?
Like, do I wave them? Do I ken them well enough?
Nah. Why'd I wave a lot of folk?
No. Just to be polite, can a certain folk. Is that a wave?
I can. Like, if you didn't wave them in Tara, but if your neighbour Dean.
Then I start, man.
You might wave to him.
Aye, because.
As if you
turn a bit of left, like. Aye.
And if it's Tenerife, you hear a drink with him. But, Ken, I tend to
be. Come on, while you were here.
Ken, how I play it, I pretend like I haven't seen him if it's a 50-50.
Aye.
Just pretend like somebody's got your eye in the opposite direction.
Yeah, just shed him.
I've done that heaps of times, like.
I often wave even through cars miles behind me. I'll say, that's such and such, and I'll put my hand up. Like,
there's no chance.
No chance I can see me. But sometimes I'll put on the winkies or something like that in the car last minute.
Aye.
I do, aye.
Yeah.
But
it's the same with awkward if you're walking by somebody. Do I say it like them? Or do I just fucking. Again,
I get a lot of heat doing. If I see somebody from a distance, I go.
But sometimes I feel like it's obvious I'm doing it.
Sometimes if I've got headphones in, I feel like I have to say for like to somebody. So I just play my headphones like Kane. I'm playing with my headphones. Aye. Somebody's speaking to you.
You're fake turning the volume up your fingers. that boy had a go at me, right? This is for go. This was a while ago. I was out for a drink and he came up and he goes, "You never waved to me." I haven't gained you.
Why would I point you waving?
Why are you bothered? Obviously, it's been getting on his wick.
Stunned at the bar, looking at the new gun.
Fuck.
He doesn't wave to me, does he?
It's just because he bit in the street for me. Despicable. You never wave to me.
So how did that conversation pan out?
I just says, well, I didn't really gain you. I'm not sure I waved to you from now on, Ken.
No, you're just looking the other way direction.
Now opposite direction.
Turn the volume up on his headphones. Why are you coming up and asking somebody that? You never
wave. Again. What? It's obviously been getting on his wick and he said they're drinking. And then he woke up in the morning regretting. So I can't believe I went up and told him.
Oh my God.
Nah. I kind of. He's half wave, is it?
Now, worse when you think somebody's waving at you, you start waving back. Waving at somebody else.
Somebody you.
That's when you wave and then through here. I'm picking your nose.
You ever do the wave to somebody near them?
Aye.
I've waved to folk. Fuzz up. That's near them. I've waved only.
Yeah. Well, I had the famous story about a bird.
That's right.
Bird. Like, that's when you're real mates, when it's near a wave, it's a bird.
Aye.
That's when you're close. It's like I was coming round a roundabout, coming here and there, Shet's coming out of junction, and he threatens to go and cut my ass. But I didn't get it, I was like, give him a big stare.
I was like, here's Massey the van, I'll just pull him in front of him.
Good evening. Shet, it's your
name. Yeah. I'm going to use the one I sent in earlier on the week.
Saturday.
If you've got a pan of leftover food and you're thinking, well, I've had my supper, I'll keep it up for a morning. Mm-hmm. Is it acceptable just to eat it straight with the pan instead of putting it on a plate?
Nah.
So like me and Saturday.
A spoon phase, all right, but so on a meal or not, it's got to go on a plate.
You're not sitting doing with the pan.
Aye, so me and Saturday, it was past the Friday night of four, I was left in the pan. I said, I'll help for my dinner tomorrow. I was like, I was going to eat it, Carl, anyway. I was like, pan's here. Put a pan doing the breakfast bar and just ate it with the pan. Because I thought, there's no point in fooling out a plate.
Yeah, it's got to go in the bowl.
It's got to go in the bowl.
Got to go in the bowl. Pasta.
Why?
Because if you get an unexpected visitor who walks in, first thing I'd say, shit, you got any fucking bowls?
You're eating your truck.
It's a pan. Can't just.
I'd be buying you bowls for your Christmas. Lisa,
you'll eat a pan, don't you?
No, because we'll be serving it out, and once if our stuff is left in the pan, we've got another bowl and put it straight in, so we get the pan in a wash.
That's a good point. I would never leave a bit in the pan. No. It would come out and into a plate and then into the fridge and then somebody can heat it up for later.
No, I'm just eating straight with Barney since I'm fooling a plate out. That's just me at work.
Only kind.
Wouldn't it taste the same?
Did. Tasted beautiful. Kinda. Did, because you're scraping up all the other stuff off the pan. As
you're getting layers of the pan and all that.
That's lovely. Beautiful.
Weird. That's weird.
Stovies, maybe. Can you get the burnt bit off the bottom of the pan of stovies?
Well, I just see, but if there's no point of fooling out a plate. Because it's doing exactly the same job.
Nah.
It's not right, though, Guinness.
Eating like you're eating out a drogh.
It's just like a big bowl with a hurl on the side.
That's wrong, Shed. You can't, it's wrong.
It's not wrong, I did it.
It's like fucking.
But nothing, I'll ever supersede eating out the fucking food bin. Nothing. My mother even said to me,
is it acceptable to go out to pub and drink non-alcoholic beer?
Yes.
Aye. Only if you're driving, for me. If you're not driving. Eh?
Shandy's.
Aye, but that's alcohol. That's alcohol. For, at non-alcoholic bottles.
Aye.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, you say, they say it's like muff diving your sister, is it?
Look, and I got a sister.
Tastes the same, but it's just not right.
Oh dear.
Mix but fairly back in the fold. Oh, like that's that story for Amsterdam.
Ah, it was fake, was it?
Was it?
Nah, it's fake. Didn't it happen?
Aye, because the hell story, hell thing, you did it. There's no place at random, there's no a random peephole place that you could just stunnel into and put your cock through a hole and somebody will suck your dick. That's not a place. Has there a place like that exists?
Nah, I can't be.
I can't be. No way.
I can't be.
Aye?
I think me and Shed were at the same time.
No, I mean, I was...
Fuss up, fuff.
I couldn't find dogs. Couldn't get through.
No, but supposedly
is it
completely?
Oh, I'm glad it's a fake story.
Okay, because I was heavy.
I felt ill.
See, I'm always on the side that that's bullshit.
Are you?
A lot of times. See, I'm always like that's bullshit. My wife gets annoyed with me again because I just bullshit.
You think Ahan's bullshit?
Ahan's bullshit.
Ahan's lying.
It's bullshit. Aye.
See, I know.
Well, there's facts.
Aye, tell us see some hard facts. Aye.
I was sucked in by that story.
My mug of truth is, would you rather be able to speak all languages or communicate with animals?
Whoa. Speak all languages. What a ridiculous. That's a ridiculous question.
No, it's good.
No, I
dog's face.
I'm communicate with animals. Absolutely. I wouldn't have cared if I had lions thinking.
Oh, Stop chasing me. I'm hungry.
I'd wind down a windy, I'd say to line. What's the problem? Would you eat me?
See if I get out the car, would you eat me?
No, man.
He's eating you.
Fat boot wife. Aye.
The clip, you see not
aye, clip. Wife has an argument with her husband in the safari.
Aye.
So she storms with a car.
Oh, my
and
God.
And the lion chest. Well, you're mine.
I just got an A1.
You're mine.
Oh, you look fine. Fucking hell.
And the boy thinks, am I going to cheat? Nah, fuck it.
Aye.
Back in or a car.
Wilder.
Oh.
I seen him last night, my wifey walking up a cliff, and it was a bear and its parents, and just wouldn't leave it alone, and she'd nowhere to go, and she's gone, farmer, get to go, and it's like you'd see how it ends, but I'm thinking a bear eater.
You seen him with alligators, the boy's putting feed for the back of the lorry into the water for alligators.
Aye.
He slips and falls in.
Oh yeah.
Night. Bye bye.
Fucking Jesus. What a horrible death. Getting eaten by an animal, well, like a shark.
If you could speak to him, you say, whoa, boys, I've just fell in.
Mistake.
Whoa.
I'm near food.
I'm just want to feed you.
I'll feed you. If you eat my car, I come back and feed you again.
If you never heard the saying, then I bite the hand that feeds you.
Because you're missing a fucking leg.
Because a boy got hit by a shark in Australia. Was it last week? Did you see that? And the boy jumped on a jet ski, went back in.
Nah,
nothing left.
I'm not gunning nae jet ski. Boy is finished.
I'm gunning a jet ski straight to the beach.
Absolutely.
The found was flesh.
Imagine speaking to animals.
That's got to be the worst death.
A shark. How surreal would that be?
Suppose I say a shark. You didn't feel a shark bite until you come out of the water.
So sharp, I bet.
No.
Shock.
But you've seen that. You know, when they put a shark back in the water, it's on the beach.
And they get a close up of the shark's teeth, and you're like, phew.
I'd rather be fucked up by a shark than a polar bear.
Aye.
Like a polar bear would just fuck about you.
I'll rip your face off.
Aye.
That ain't for the plane crashed.
Aye.
The polar bear just picked them off one by one. Yep, tuck them across the other iceberg, eat them in front of
them. Indianapolis.
Do you imagine sitting watching it? Kenan, that's coming for you.
Well, that Indianapolis ship, I think it was World War II. It's, boy mentions it in Jaws.
Yeah.
For the ship gets torpedoed and they're all floating in the water for days and the sharks are picking them off one by one.
Oh my God.
The boys are floating there waiting.
Just be eating.
Aye. Getting gargled. Can imagine the screams.
Imagine you could spick them.
Aye, whoa. Can I eat me?
Nay me.
That is making no difference.
We'll mark a deal here.
Mark a deal.
Eat Jimmy across here. He's look the size of Jimmy.
Imagine you shooting a bike on Saturday and the sheep going, bike wankers, bike wankers, down the park.
Well, I sometimes say that, do I?
Fuck off, you little furry bastard. I'd love a news with a gorilla.
Aye,
just see if he's thinking.
Aye. They look fine, lads, don't they?
Look fine. Can the facial expressions are. Can you sometimes see him up on Instagram and it comes up with the meme? Oh, your wife just says something daft and the gorilla looks at...
Aye. It's John
and Abel. Aye. Looks across and just thinks, what the fuck?
It's like in the memes, like the gorilla finished doing funny looks. It's like when dad's trying to watch a football and the wife's got pals around.
Looks at John. John.
Is that Goody with the dog in who's like a...
It's a funny look.
Brilliant.
I mean, the boy crying. That's a famous scene just now. The gifts.
Aye.
Can tell me what like Fitba was in the 90s.
Oh, in the wedding. In the wedding. Aye. That's too far, is it? I can't believe that shit.
He turns around and he starts bawling.
Jesus. Yeah. Then I showed the wife yet.
That's why he's greeting.
You know, I gave it joy. Oh my God, I can't believe what I've done. But you make a fortune if you can inspect animals.
Oh, aye.
A vet, Ken.
What's wrong with you?
Fucking back legs. Do you my jab, Ken?
Okay, hell on that shit for a week.
My back legs been giving me jab. Give me medicine for a fronty. Fucking bastards.
And I see a leg and a bastard pussy on the mares. Not on mares.
You can ask him your dog if he's needing a whack. What about that? Fuck
God. Fat my son. Fat my son.
Oh, Dad, let me out for a shake, would you?
No funny.
Good point.
I'm speaking to animals. What a laugh.
Absolutely,
you
aye.
Aye.
All right, Daisy, just brace yourself up. Put my hand right up your ass.
That's nice. Right, was nae fantasy this week?
International's crap.
Aye. A few transfers this weekend, maybe. Folk to get Haaland, maybe. He's going to be injured. Did you think he's going to play this weekend, potentially?
Yeah. Saul Barkin already said he was not injured.
He'll be playing.
Aye.
He'll play.
100%.
It's Liverpool. He'll be playing.
Oh, aye.
So half past 12. Again for Liverpool.
They're all out. Is it how many times a season? 5?
I reckon, but they've played about 8 times in the bounce after 8 internationals at half 12.
Have they?
Uh-huh.
I think there's a ruling, it's maybe 7. I'm not allowed sure. A max of 7
per season.
I guess Newcastle with the 5 o'clock kickoffs, I think. Or something, you'd be half 5.
Liverpool seem to get a raw deal for the half 12 kickoffs.
You'd be happy with that.
Pollock 11-2 to beat Brora. I'd seen.
You got it in first.
That's fucking big odds for Pollock.
11-2 beat Brora.
11-2.
Is it Dunia?
No, it's up Brora. Like,
nah.
No?
Nah.
That's a hoora price for Pollock.
Aye, but it's for a reason.
Fuck, it's almost 6-1, Shane.
Aye, but then Pollock. Then they get a win.
They're Giants, man. Aye, junior Giants.
Aye,
like.
Up at Brora, though.
I think a bit.
Long trek in a bus.
I reckon, it is. Like, they might locos it and fly the night before. Aye, that's a huge price. Get that on your coupon.
You were in LA.
If it'd be Broxburn against Bucky, is that good odds on that?
I've seen that.
That'd be a tough thing for Bucky doing here and now, is it? Good stuff. Aye, so fantasy this week, and a couple of changes maybe. Buy me a coffee, though, before we finish off. I could listen to Shed and Mass arguing about Man United all day, worth the price of a few coffees for that alone. Good to hear Mike back and now, wishing him all the best of health. Keep up the cunt and good work, lads. And that's for Jamie Buckin, who's bought us 5 coffees.
Cheers, Jamie.
Top man.
And Brian Mellon has bought us three coffees. A Methic loon now living in Bristol. This is the highlight of the week, getting the new episode in. Unreal level of banter, not to be missed. Cheers, lads. So that's Brian Mellon. So
cheers, Brian. Cheers, Brian. Good lads. Good taste. Glad you're enjoying it.
Doing in Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Bristolian.
It's for Katie's way, is it?
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Bristol.
Well, me and our dad, and mum and dad's from Bristol. She was kind of brought up in Devon, Taunton. Okay. I think she's, until she's about six or something. She moved out of Bristol.
Then moved up here.
Oh well, normal silver. So review. I assume next week about me and Mars arguing about United, likely. So
are you playing? Oh, it's
Hoyland is not scoring again. Hoyland's a new Foden on here.
whoa!
Don't fair chop it. I've taken the heat off of Foden.
I fair enjoy a quiet life now.
We'll be back on the Foden now, long.
Because Hoyland's bound to score something.
Aye.
Big game Sunday, I thought.
Aye, big game. Aberdeen Rangers.
Oh, aye. That's more like a 50-50. Aberdeen, Pottodrie against Rangers.
Aberdeen,
that's more like a
respectable performance after getting six for Celtic.
Aye. Yeah. But they robbed their game against Rangers, so it's all right.
They do, though.
Aye.
It's proven. They do. They always robbed their game against Rangers. It's harder for Rangers to win a league because they get four difficult games against Aberdeen and Celtic get fucking four gimmies.
Are you going to end dunk, obviously?
Are you?
Aye. For Tabby Else's plans this week? I got last week.
Tap.
Got a Costco card, so I'm going into £200 shop this week.
£200 shop.
This weekend. Oh. Never been.
Butter chicken.
Dangerous when you've never been.
Butter chicken.
Aye?
Oh.
Aye. Beer man's just had a heart attack, for fuck's sake.
Aye, no, 10 kg of quinoa.
Quinoa.
That's the wrong place for you. There's fucking deals and beer.
Drink and fucking fine food. Is oh, like, you should know.
Bide
a talk a card off him.
I'm getting going there with a poster. Keep his man out of here.
You're all allowed doing the power drill section or something.
It keeps a good Christmas stuff.
Is it?
Oh, well, fucking, you can spend our day in there.
Easy.
Man, you'll soon see what you do in a pound shop.
Aye. Okay.
Oh, easily.
Easy. No, so that's my plans. Yourselves?
No. And I got nothing planned. That kind of fits with our saying, shit.
So far, so good, I think.
Maybe we'll get out for a wee cycle. 10 mile.
We both loop.
10 mile, Nathals.
Who could come and stand in back up?
Well, good stuff. Yeah, good week. We'll catch you next week, lads. Adios. Take it easy. Da-da, bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?